show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity first, only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe the
it up the bone.
Oh, we're sorry.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, hey. Hey, all who's this, that? Whose voice is that?
I had this time of not speaking.
Yes?
You know who I miss the most?
Who's that?
Who I miss communicating with most on a daily basis?
If you're going to tell me it's those guys out in the hallway, I'm going to get really pissed off on your first day back.
It's the boys in the brown shirts.
Oh, no, no, no. Get them out of here. No. Get them out of here. Damn it. Oh, God.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate,
yeah,
and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You be nice to those boys. They flew all the way in from Brazil.
I understand, Rob.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Rock Hard Larynx and all the ships at sea. Back after 2 days of negotiating the Mariah Carey deal, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. God, I only wish CBS would let us out of our contract.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
All we have to do is make a movie called Glitter.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on Thursday. It's May 9th.
Right, May 9th, and you're better than you actually sound today, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and here are your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And New York on WNEW 877-692-1027. It is great to be back. I will tell you where I've been, what's been happening.
You've been out of country.
Let me say hello to, there he is right there, from Bong 96.
Yeah.
The radio's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Now, let me just pause for a moment.
All right, spray your stuff. You're over-the-counter medicine.
Get some refreshing chloraseptic going.
Now, do you have any pain?
No.
Nah. Ah, that smells wonderful. Oh. I don't think you're supposed to put that much in there.
It's the anesthetic.
I don't think you're supposed to swallow it like that. I think you're going to feel nauseous in about 20 minutes.
Nah, no problems, Mike.
Nope, no worries.
No worries.
Never better.
No worries. Well, I have been checking on you the last
I know you
days.
Have, you son of a bitch. So, as you can tell, my voice is noticeably better.
It is noticeably better, and, well, you have the whole story, and it's good news.
And it is not
It's not going to be 100% for another week,
right.
Another week or two.
Right.
I want to thank my CMMD, the Chinaman
MD.
MD.
Wonderful.
Here in New York, the specialist.
A guy that's worked on many show business luminaries. Now you're added to that list.
Got the appointment with this guy Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Immediately, this guy numbed up my throat, put a thing down my throat, and right away said, "Well, you have a power-up."
Now, does he really talk like that?
He does.
He has the accent?
He does. He
has a Chinese accent.
He has.
"You got a big power-up in throat."
Now, does he wear a white medical coat or a long embroidered red silk coat?
No, he wears. He wears the white medical coat.
Wow. Good.
And the accent is not as pronounced. It's almost like,
"You got a big trouble."
You do a good job of doing the Japanese Chinese guys who speak with the American accents.
"Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
Kinda
you
like
have
that.
Something in your throat. I can't believe your other doctor didn't notice this."
So I go to see
welcome.
This. I go to see this guy Monday.
Welcome to Hunan Gourmet.
He sticks this thing down my throat.
Right.
And right away he says, "I can't believe that the EMT guy or the
EMT ear, nose, and throat guy,
ear, nose, and throat guy back in Washington didn't see this."
Mm-hmm.
So I have the pleasure of watching one doctor pick up the telephone and call the other doctor.
Wow.
And
get to him?
To tell him what an idiot he is.
Well, that sucks that they didn't find what this guy found. And this is the guy that said you had laryngitis.
Laryngitis, that hack. Here is what I had. A polyp.
Wow.
A polyp in my throat.
I think I was one of the very first persons to ask you, any polyps? Did they find any polyps? I think I've got it in my blood. I never chose to study hard and pursue a course in medicine, but boy, I think instinctually I've got it.
Was it a great size polyp?
It was the size of one of Ken's skin tags.
Very, very small, but enough to really wreak havoc with your throat.
Absolutely. So what the guy did was he went in, they numbed my throat up.
Right.
What
does that feel like? Does it feel like you're not going to be able to swallow or breathe?
I don't know, because I didn't feel anything.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, could you swallow and feel it?
No.
Yeah, that's see, that would freak me out.
For a whole day, I couldn't feel
it. I'd be going...
I couldn't feel nothing.
Really?
For a whole day.
Well, they probably isolate the area that they numb. Yeah. They don't like
right.
numb.
Not the whole
they don't
throat.
Numb like your ability to breathe.
No,
I'm such an idiot. That's why I couldn't be a doctor.
And the tube didn't go all the way down.
Ah, good.
I mean, it just went far enough.
But they went in rectally, didn't they?
Was the second procedure, Mike.
Oh, right.
The first procedure...
That's the procedure they do after they get you numbed up.
Just through the mouth.
Right.
So the guy goes in and he says, "I see exactly what this is. This is a polyp. We're going to remove it now.
Right.
We're going to cauterize it."
Yeah.
What that means is that basically what they're going to do is burn it off, laser it off.
Did they burn it off and then, or did they cut it off and then cauterize it?
They cut it off and then they cauterize it.
Yeah, okay. Right.
They cut it off so that they could do a biopsy on it.
Yes.
You know, and let me just say something. I am so goddamn sick of coming on the air. Every year, it seems now, I'm doing another one of these shows where I announce that I'm falling apart, but somehow through medical science, I'm really okay.
Who would have thought that of the three of us, you, me, and Buzz, that I would end up being the healthy horse of the show? I mean, really, who'd have thought?
You're a survivor, Mike.
Incredible. Let me see that stuff.
No, that's good.
He doesn't want me to be a mother hen, but let me see it.
You know what, Mike? No.
Let me look at it.
No, back off.
Let me just look at it.
Back off.
Because it's probably going to tell you, don't tell me to back off. I'm concerned for your throat.
I did it in front of the doctor.
Right. Right.
It is fine that I do it.
Does it say how many hits of that you're supposed to take?
It is an over-the-counter chloraseptic spray.
I understand that, but
I am allowed to use it whenever I feel like it.
Okay. You're just mad at me about the cigars, too.
Yes, I am.
Well, sorry about that.
Yes, I am.
Just following my nose, that's all. And you explained that at breakfast, and I'm fine. I'm just looking out for you. Don't get pissed at me.
I can't help it. I'm pissed at you.
Don't get pissed at me.
Can't help it. I'm pissed at you.
Well, then F you. Then go ahead and do it. I'm a concerned friend.
Well, listen, I can take the spray. I told you this morning,
mm-hmm.
for God's sake, I would not have invited you down
right.
to the apartment to have our behind-the-scenes chat.
I understand.
If I was down there hoofing on a
Fuente
Fuente Opus
X. Did I believe you when you said that?
The doctor told me I can't have any cigars for 5 days.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, and he said, after that, you're on your own. However, he did say very specifically that the cigars were not the cause of this.
Right.
I had to check again for the mouth cancer again, and I'm, you know, I'm fine.
Good.
So I go and I see this guy, and you.
What?
You.
What? I'm just, you know,
just
what?
Just you.
Look, here's the deal. You know, around our little merry band of troopers here, you know that there are two people that on occasion, I don't do it certainly as much as your wife does it, but there are two people that will, you know, tell you like it is occasionally, and I'm one of those two, and so, you know, that's it, I'm looking out for you, and you told me that you weren't smoking cigars. When I got off the elevator coming down to your place, since we're neighbors in the same building, I was hit with cigar smoke, and when you told me that you have two other people on your floor that smoke cigars, I was fine.
One of them being the dwarf.
With that little spray stuff, it's not about overusing. It's that kind of stuff, if you ingest too much of it, it'll make you feel bad.
Mike, I've been doing it for 3 days.
Okay.
I've been doing it for 3 days. Okay. I told you I'm not the only smoker on my floor.
I understand.
I told you that the way my windows open, they only open a crack.
Right.
That it's hard to get any ventilation in there.
Sure.
I can't turn the air conditioning on because the CMMD is concerned that I'm going to catch a cold, which is why yesterday was...
Is that like the worst thing that could happen with this?
Yeah, 75 degrees yesterday. He tells me not to leave the house without a jacket on.
Oh, really?
So I'm out doing some shopping with Rob and Lisa for Mother's Day, and I'm sweating like Mary and Barry because I'm outside walking around with a jacket on.
I don't think that would get you a cold.
Because the CMMD has told me not to.
Not to get a chill.
Not to get a chill.
Right. Good. Right.
Don't run the air conditioning.
Well, you seem to be adversarial here. You seem to be defensive. I don't mean to make you defensive. You know, it's
okay.
It seems that you're a little uptight and stuff. You know, just people are concerned. I mean, you deal with that. You got to handle that.
Well, okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Go ahead.
It's the anesthetic. Antiseptic, you know.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it numbs the throat and kills germs.
Ah, it's good for you, Mike.
It is.
It's good for you.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's something that you can't get at any drugstore.
Oh, I understand. Do you want me to pursue this, or are we going to move forward?
No, let's move forward.
Because I was going to explain to you what my concern was.
But you're not a doctor, you're a disc jockey.
I am a disc jockey. I just, and nothing you couldn't understand, you know, yourself if you were reading the instructions on how to use that stuff.
Listen, I'm telling you that Dr. Lee told me to use, that's right, and that's what he looks like, told me to use
it
as much as I deem necessary.
Okay, that's good.
Go crazy.
That's fun. No problem.
Go nutty. Then they take this thing out of my throat, and he said, I don't think it's cancer. I don't think it's cancer.
Well, it's good that he tells you that right off the bat.
Yeah. But I do biopsy.
Yeah, that they have to. Yeah.
I do a biopsy. And you know what? I'm not doing the voice correctly. You do the voice correctly.
I don't think it's anything to worry about. I think you're going to be fine.
So he calls me up yesterday.
You're going to be A-OK, George Takei.
He calls me up yesterday and he says, great news, you know. We did the biopsy, benign.
Right. And is there really no trace of an accent on the doctor at all? I mean, he just...
No, there is that...
Just really...
There's that Hawaii 5-0 way of...
Right, right. Dano. I don't think there is a... I don't think there is a chance that you have...
Exactly.
I don't think there is a chance of cancer.
That is exactly...
I think you're okay. You'll be eating dumplings in 14 days.
That is exactly it.
I think you're going to be just fine, Joe.
So,
Joe,
this guy is pretty freaking good. I talked with Mike yesterday. I talked with my wife yesterday. I spent some time with Rob and Lisa. I talked very limited yesterday. My voice has gotten better over the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It will continue to get better.
Get stronger.
I'm not supposed to do a lot of talking outside of coming in and doing the show.
Like even during breaks and things like that.
Right. My wife will tell you. Hey, Robbie, would you get her on the phone?
Sure.
She'll tell you. Yeah, she's at home. She thinks that over the last, especially 72 hours, where I've not been able to speak at all except in just very small 5-minute pockets.
Right.
She thinks that we've never communicated better.
Wow.
And I know why she thinks it.
Why?
She thinks it because all I'm able to do is listen.
Oh.
And all I'm able to do is punch once for yes and twice for no.
That was an exercise that I have to admit, even though before we even knew what was going on, that was a little exercise that was pretty goddamn funny. I don't mind telling you.
You got her?
Just getting once for yes and twice for no.
Because that's something I wanted Mike to hear on the telephone.
Here she comes. Hysterical.
Here she is. Sweetie.
Susie Bear.
Hi, honey.
I was turning down my radio, so I wanted to hear what I thought that was incorrect. I didn't get to hear
it. No. You thought, and you told me this, that you thought that this has really been a great thing because now... when I couldn't talk, you told me we communicated better than we ever did.
It's part of that men are from Mars, women are from Venus thing, where you, when I tell you, when I vent, when I sound off to you, you try and problem solve, and you tell me to calm down, and you tell me all these things. I just want you to listen. Well, you have been the greatest listener.
Oh, that's all they've been doing, and writing emails, and writing my wife voluminous emails.
And the beeps, the one beep for yes, two beeps for no, and I say, and I'll say something like, I know what you're going to say, just settle down, and you say, and I say, I know that, but and I will settle in, but I've just vent, and it's been wonderful because I've just had your beat.
Well, now you can get back to me.
Well, I hope we both learned and grown a little bit during this.
You know what? I think it would be an interesting exercise to try and reverse.
Where she just communicates
with the beat.
You may only communicate with the beat, and I get to talk about whatever I want to talk about.
No, my voice is strong and healthy. I don't smoke cigars. I don't overuse the chloraseptic spray. I am good.
Not overusing the chloraseptic spray.
You're going to get me in trouble, Frieda.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
It's not the cigars.
No, I agree with Mike 100%. As a matter of fact, I was thinking while I was listening to that, Mike has usurped Buzz's position as my current favorite.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Really?
Wow!
Right. Whoa!
Because he's saying all the things that I happen to agree with.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Mike.
Well, Buzz would back me up on it, probably. Yep. Right? If asked. Yes.
There you go.
No.
I agree the super sleuthy nose-smelling cigar smoke, too, even if it's,
listen,
innocent.
Christ. Guys, listen. The doctor said to me specifically, specifically, since he went in and since he had to actually use what are you doing?
Cleaning my watch. Sorry. I couldn't see the other hand. I got some egg on it. At breakfast.
Egg.
Go ahead. You are really you're very, very, no, I'm not checking my watch.
You're checking your watch at 16 minutes into the show?
I am not checking my watch. I was just looking at the, the face of it. You know, I just got it back. I got it refurbished. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It's very nice. You are, you're definitely edgy today. I don't know why. You should be happy you get you don't have cancer.
Yeah, baby, when you beat, no one checks their watch. Maybe
Christ.
You learn something from that, too.
Never mind. Whatever I was going to say, just never mind.
But if
just
you can make
we're just glad to have you back.
If at the next appointment me and Mike could be there, that would probably be good.
Why is that?
Well, we could all confer and hear what the doctor says ourselves. Mike, your other wife and I could be happy there.
I'm going to back off of this because, this really, as sick as it may sound, this is the only long-term relationship I have left. So I'm not going to step on his toes, and I'm going to honor his wishes. I am totally chickening out. You got to go back to Buzz, Frieda.
No, you can take it to the brink of being a good wife, but you can't follow through, and you're chicken out. It takes a tough man to
play. No, he doesn't unqualify. There's no unqualified love there.
I don't need a mommy. I certainly don't need Mike to be my mommy. I appreciate the fact that everybody is concerned.
Right.
Suffice,
if I'm your mommy, you'd have a mommy that has issues.
Just understand.
Mommy's going to have issues, too.
Mommy.
Just understand this, that because it is my voice and it is the way that I make my living and the way that you are able to live the fantastic lifestyle that you live, my darling.
Yeah, so we have two interests.
I would not do anything that would hurt my voice long term.
I know, because then you wouldn't be able to afford those cigars anyway.
That's right.
All right.
I wouldn't be able to afford the greatest wife in the world, who incidentally got that Mother's Day gift arrive.
Yeah, that's interesting. I put it in your closet, safe from my prying eyes.
Very good. Lisa was not very impressed with Rob and I yesterday.
No. Why? What did you guys do?
Well, we went out shopping for Mother's Day gifts for our wives, and what is wrong?
You'll understand why I didn't tag along for that trip, right?
Here's my question. What is so freaking
Well, you do
wrong?
Have a mother, Mike.
I'm going to get my mom, flowers. I'm going to send my mom flowers. And I'm going out with my daughters on Saturday to buy my wife a Mother's Day present, too. I just didn't, I didn't want to go out with these guys all the time.
What is so freaking wrong?
A lot of effort in those flowers.
What is so freaking wrong?
What do you want me to do, buy my mom a car?
Well,
I bought one for my mother-in-law.
I already gave her a good down payment, about 5 years ago for a Mazda.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of money. I helped her out with what?
Those flowers from then on out.
Nothing.
What should I get my 82-year-old mother for Mother's Day?
And it doesn't have to cost money. It's the thought that counts.
That's right.
You could go up there and clean her gutters. Over the weekend.
I'll use the 6 hours I have over the weekend before we,
give her an IOU give her an IOU. Listen, for a gutter.
Stop
clean.
It. Stop it. Stop it. Both of you, shut up.
You know what? This is an important topic.
I've already lost my status, I think.
Both of you,
yeah,
shut up.
This is an important topic for all men to know. That, you know, it just...
Honey, just shut up, please.
My mom will be thrilled with flowers.
Yeah, so she says.
All right, now listen. Here's all I want to say. I've learned that my wife is not thrilled with flowers.
Yeah. Right.
Because she thinks that no thought gets put into them.
Right.
Yesterday, when Rob and I were out with Lisa...
By the way, it must be said, me and you just fit in so well on Fifth Avenue. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Rob. Yes.
Rob walk into a store. Can we help you?
And I said to Rob, really, sometimes I say to these people, look at me. Look at me. Look where I am.
Do I look like I need help?
Yeah. Please help me. Lisa was a bit disturbed that I was able to immediately select a gift for Frida.
Yeah.
And Rob was able to immediately select a gift for his wife.
Two sort of she stores. And the funniest thing is, Don, when he did it, the lady was just flabbergasted because she was preparing to launch into her sales pitch. And all Don said is, I'll take that one. And she said,
right.
Oh, this is, yes, wrap it up. And she had nothing to say.
And so we go into the second store.
We've given her a little hint that she got her a gift from Fifth Avenue.
So we're given that we're doing the same thing with Rob A's wife.
I think that's a given.
We go into the store, and Rob A, he says, you know, here's what I want. I'm going to take this. Gets the girl to come over and take it out of the stuff. And Lisa is just sitting there giving us the hairy eye.
Right.
Out the gate.
And at one point, I said,
what's the matter?
I said, what's your problem? And she said, I only hope that when I'm married and I have children, that my husband, the father of my children, puts as much thought into the gift as you two have put into the thought.
So she was slamming you?
For your wife's gifts.
And I even consulted Lisa. I mean, after it was being wrapped up, I said, that's cool, right? She said, it's very cool. That's what I needed. Yeah.
I consulted her as well on the selection of my wife's
gift. She wanted you to stress more over it. She wanted you to worry more about and think more about it. Is that what you're saying?
I think that that's maybe what I was going for, but...
You know what it is, the difference?
It's not going to happen. Lisa,
it is the basic difference between men and women.
Oh, 100%. Listen, a man can do it really quickly.
A guy can go in a store. At least, you know, I knew what I wanted to get.
You
correct?
Did. You really did. So you said it first.
We went into the store. I looked around. I saw the stuff they have. I said, you know what? I'll take that one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's it. That's how I do it.
Maybe I was also a little envious.
It's not a lack of love. It's the ADD thing. You know, there's only so much attention. That's what he wants. It's done. You know.
It's a guy thing. It's a guy. That's the thing. That's another thing why I didn't want to come along. I would have been just filled with rage. Filled with just angst and filled with anger. And really, it would have probably just not been a good thing for me. That would have taken my whole day out, and I would have just been pissed off. You know, watching Rob and Don and their happy little marriages selecting gifts and stuff like that, and then realizing just how sucky my life is right now.
Get your mom a really nice business card.
<And bone. laughs> Oh man!
So it was an experience, and then we had to wait while Lisa looked at the girl stuff, and then finally, you know, I just hate the shopping experience.
Yeah.
Even when we got done getting the gift for Frida and got done with the gift for Carrie.
Got the work done.
And then we went out and went to FedEx and sent it home, and we stopped and we had a Snapple.
Most of those CC stores, you don't have to FedEx it. They'll mail it right from there.
We didn't think to ask.
I do that all the time. You don't pay sales tax that way.
Really?
And then Rob says, you want to go to the Virgin Megastore? So I said, okay, sure. So we get there. We're there for about 15 minutes. And I am bored.
Yeah.
I mean,
hate those stores.
I go downstairs, and meanwhile, Rob and Lisa, it's like they could spend the rest of their lives looking at
every... Well, you're a connoisseur of like every DVD. When I'm buying a DVD or a CD, I know exactly what I want. I'm going in for that specific CD. I am not somebody who likes to linger in a... I'm not going to say anything.
To me, that Virgin Megastore is like Disneyland. It really
don't,
is. I wish they had make it a little easier.
Don't give me the finger.
There you go.
Hey,
you know, so much for being concerned.
Don't give me the finger.
Well, you know what? You know, you can probably get that stuff into your throat a little quicker if you unscrew the top and take the spray thing off, you know, and just drink.
Why'd you just gargle with it?
How do you know I haven't?
You probably have.
How do you know I haven't?
That'll probably give you a pretty good buzz. It's got to be alcohol-based, right?
It just numbs your lips up.
He's probably got vodka in there. It's probably green martini he's spraying down there.
I'll take Clarice that pick with
But I mean, I go to a record store, and if I'm just killing time, a record store is the last place. Because, you know, if you don't have the little headphones, like we're listening,
What's the point?
That doesn't date you. When I go to a record store,
well, what would I say?
Music store, Virgin Records. Record store.
It's a record store. Records anymore.
It's still a record store.
It's not a record store.
I'm sorry, I'm not as hip as you.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Okay,
at
Martin.
All
right.
When you're browsing through the platters.
When I'm looking at my vinyl.
Listen, the great news is that my voice is getting better, that I do not have cancer, and that I will live forever. And thank you, everybody,
yay,
for your concern.
You're not going to give her that tip in you usually give.
I will dance on your grave. I will outlive you, honey. I will dance on your grave.
Meanwhile, while you were just barely dragging yourself to the doctor, I had a checkup at the guy who delivered Bart 17 whatever years ago. And after I asked if he gave refunds, and they said no, the warranty had expired. they told me I had great blood pressure. It's so low, and my bone density was so.
Tell you that you have a pretty vag.
Well, I said my husband's been out of town. And he says okay, and so he just
Well,
it's been a while. If no one looks at it.
Wow.
Man.
Whoa.
I'm starting to think that I liked it better when I just talked with the two.
All right, my boo-boo. I do miss you. All my body parts miss you.
I miss you. I miss you, too. And we're going to have a very short turnaround here.
Yeah. I know.
We're gonna be at home on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then we're turning right around to go out to Los Angeles on Sunday.
We are nomadic. We are like Bedouins. Yeah. We are like Bedouins in the desert.
You have 40 hours.
Because, I'm going to make this announcement now, honey.
Oh, you need a company then.
Yeah.
Big announcement for the show, ladies and gentlemen. Really? Stay tuned. Turn your radios up right now.
For a long time, my wife, notwithstanding. Oh, honey, I'm going to hang up on you for this part.
Yeah, I know, because you're going to talk about the woman you love. All right.
Honey.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, thanks. Love
hey,
you, too.
Hey, wait.
What?
You know what? I'm so tired of being asked on here. Why don't you really, really tell everybody how great I am? One time, would it kill you to say that? Would it kill you to say that your mother called me today,
right,
and that your mother told me that the email that I sent you
over
the weekend was so wonderful it made you cry?
I was just about to say that,
but it kills you to say that. You'd rather just
call me. I was just trying to say it. If you shut up,
jackass.
If you just shut up, I'll say it.
All right, I'll shut up. Say it.
You have been so sweet and you've been, even long distance, you have been a wonderful husband. And yeah, and I didn't have to read that email to my mom. She wouldn't have even seen it. I had read it earlier, but it was such a wonderful email that I read it out loud to her. And it did make her all teary-eyed, just saying, what a terrific husband you are.
I do love you so much.
I know you do.
All right.
I just miss you. And I miss you too. I'm pouty because I miss you.
I know. I miss you too.
All right, sweetheart.
All right, love you.
Love you, too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
All right.
Sorry about that, Mike.
What?
Well, no, you looked down.
Why? We've got to stay on the air every day because otherwise you don't know my. I do the same as I was looking. I didn't. I was just waiting for that moment to pass because
okay.
I know we have a major announcement to make here.
Yes, we do.
And I think it's good that you got that out of the way so that we can move on now because this is going to be an interesting new dynamic on the show.
Oh, hold on! Before we make the announcement, though, I got two more things about being sick.
Yes,
one has got to be the message when I couldn't talk. And this is where, Mike, you are the greatest at
interpreting.
At interpreting on the telephone, you are non-parallel.
Really?
With Rob, Lisa, Frida.
Oh, really? See, I was actually kind of slamming myself not being able to really interpret it.
That day when I called you at the post office.
Oh, I was in the post office. You see, and thank God for the technology now where when somebody calls that you have their number on file, that it will identify who's calling, so I know I'm not going to get. Get the phone call from Don, and I got a few of them, where I would just, hi, it's Don, right? Just to double check, and then you get the meep, and I said, what's going on? And, it's a stupid question because
there's no beep that would indicate that I've got an answer.
And now I'm thinking back on it, and I'm trying to figure out how I ever
here's what happened.
Figured out what you were trying to tell me.
I wanted to play Mike a message that had been left on my answering machine.
Right.
So what I did was, not realizing that I couldn't play Mike the message while I was holding the telephone in my hand because it's all one unit.
Right. Right. I think you might have said, I want to buy something for you or something like that. I'm not sure.
And I hung the phone up and I got feedback when I tried to push on the speakerphone.
Sure.
Right. When I tried to push the button to play the message. So you figured it out.
Yeah.
What I did was I hung up that phone and I called you back on my cell phone.
Yeah, got the cell phone and that's when you were able to play the message.
So then Mike immediately said, I understand what you're doing.
Yeah. That's the first thing you said when you say, okay, I understand you couldn't play that message the way you had it, so you called back on your cell phone, and now you're going to play me the message on your regular phone over the cell phone, and that's when I got the real sustained beep. Like, yes, you're absolutely right.
So, yeah.
And then you played the message from Tim.
Now, if I knew how to call the apartment and access this, I would play it on the air.
Right.
And let me say that this guy, Tim Stickney from One Life to Live, great friend.
Yeah. Wonderful friend of the show. A personal friend of yours.
A great friend.
Personal friend of all of ours.
But I swear to God, I really think the guy wants to S my D.
Wow.
I mean,
oh, no. Okay.
The message.
Well, former friend.
Hope that doesn't get back to him.
There
the
we
message.
Go.
Well, kidding. Tim, I'm kidding.
He's kidding. He's listening right now. Probably.
I'm kidding. The message that I received...
He wants to be your pal.
...has to be among the gayest phone messages I have ever received in my life.
Now, is this the one where can Don come out and play?
Yeah.
Is that the one? Yeah.
Yeah. So I played it for Mike, and I called Lisa and Rob and played it for them. It goes, hello, this is Tim Stickney. And he goes through a whole big litany about how he doesn't know which phone number is which.
Now, he's not working now, right? So he's in between tapings, right? And so he's got a lot of time on his hands, and he's not getting out of the city.
Can Don come out and play? I know that you have a problem with your voice. I can play in silence.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'll be in town all week. I've got my Xbox with me.
He wants to play the Madden 2001 or 2002. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. And, you know, it was interesting. You know?
Gay. I mean, he's not gay, but no, the message is so freaking gay.
He's probably just looking for, you know, people to kill time with is what he's looking for.
Sure.
I mean,
just people to kill.
You played me the message, and it was just, I can understand the level of, you know, disturbance there.
Yeah.
It's just kind of strange. You know, we know the guy. He's been on the show.
He's married. He's been married for a long time.
Yeah. He's, you know, he's one of those soap opera hunk guys. And, you know, it's just, you know.
It's gay.
It's different.
The message is gay.
Right.
Rob, you heard it. Didn't you interpret it as a gay message?
Yeah. And, you know, it's I don't think he has any thought to harm you. So I don't think there's any trouble there. I just think he's very fond of you, as we all are.
That's right. Well, now, what does that mean?
What? I mean,
he's not a serial killer? I think we can establish that.
Yeah, I know.
That's not what we're discussing here. We're not discussing the fact that he wants to kill me.
I was thinking, you know, like maybe a gay stalker. But he's not. We established that, too.
So. Well, how are you lining up on the fact that you know, you're actually making a statement without making any real statement here? Are you saying that he is not trying to kill Don?
Yes,
we all know that's true.
Right.
But you're not saying anything
that
about
was
the
my
issue.
First thought.
You're not saying anything about the issue of whether, as Don so eloquently put it, he wants to. S-S-S-S-D.
I don't think he does.
I don't either.
Not while you're alive.
No, I don't think. I think it's because Tim is.
I don't think he wants to either.
Tim is, and I think that
well, he's an actor.
He's an actor.
Sure.
You
know,
you would think. We may have discussed this with him before. Haven't we mentioned it to him? It's just the way he expresses himself. Sometimes we think he sounded that way, but he's a happily married guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was talking about the fact. Yeah, I don't know.
It sounded gay. It was funny.
It was funny.
You know what? I'll call when I get home today. I'll call the station, and I'll get someone here to record it, and we'll play it tomorrow.
Good, sure.
And you decide yourself.
No problem.
But the other thing that I have to tell you about before we make the announcement about the show is that when Mike came down today, called him down about some of this show stuff that we're going to be talking about here in a second, Danny the Dwarf, my neighbor.
No.
I've not yet had the privilege of meeting Danny the Dwarf, but I sure got an interesting show today.
He has the corner apartment. I got a little tiny one bedroom. Mike's got a little tiny one bedroom. This guy Danny the Dwarf, though, he's got like he's got a corner that goes into a
He's got one of the big ones.
A library that goes into a bedroom. And I mean, he's got like a giant suite.
Wow.
Well, he has a system that he uses with me. Now, especially since I've not been able to talk a lot this week, one of the first things I did was I went over and I knocked on his door.
That apartment must seem huge to him.
I walked over and I wrote him a note that said, I have laryngitis. You know, I may need you to help me out with a couple of things.
Right.
And he said, that's fine. No problem. I'll be glad to, you know, anything you need done.
Wonderful.
And he said, but don't forget our system. And this is not only a system for me, but it's a system for all the neighbors that live on the same floor of the apartment building.
Right.
If he's having sex with a woman, he gets the woman to leave her shoes outside the door.
Are these cathedral ceilings?
Wow.
And what that is a signal, under no circumstance...
Are you to knock on his door?
Are you to knock on his door? Now, you may call him.
She's getting a little strange.
But you may not knock on his door.
Right.
When Mike came over today...
He had a little piece of ass.
The first thing I said to him, I said, look,
yeah.
See those shoes?
And they were small shoes.
Very small shoes.
I mean, they were shoes that perhaps could have gone with a little person.
I said, that's the sign that Danny's getting some tail.
They were flats.
Yes, they were.
You know, they were flats, and they were interesting looking shoes. They really were. I'm dying to meet Danny the Dwarf. You move into a place and immediately meet a neighbor. I have not had the privilege of meeting anybody on my floor yet.
Oh, is Tip Sidney calling him?
Just called.
Oh no! Oh dear!
Oh, dear. I don't want to deal with it.
He listens
now.
To the show. Of no, course, he listens to the show.
You know, they're doing a pretty cool rating stunt on his show next week. Next week, it's all live. And, you know, yeah, soap operas usually tape months in advance.
Well, Tim will do that fine.
Oh, he'll love it.
You know,
yeah.
Shakespearean guy.
So that's cool. Maybe
he knows from live performing.
Yes, oh, he is going to be pissed at me.
No, he's not. He's always had a good sense of humor. He's an actor.
Oh, it's a joke, Tim.
Got it. Here we go.
Good. Here he is. All right.
Here he is.
Hi, Tim.
You have to go in there and turn it down.
Hello.
He's talking to somebody.
Tim.
His wife.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I was telling my wife that she had to go where the radio won't kill you.
Yeah.
You MF-er.
Oh, no!
You goddamn MSNCS-er.
Okay.
A brother can't have a little trouble in his voice and express some love to an MF-er that ain't his blood without him to S-U-R-D. Now I'm going to just kick so much of your ass with computerized football, they won't let you back in that stadium.
All right. Touche.
Touche. I told you, he listens to the show, man.
Touché.
He listens to the show.
I cannot believe first thing
Tim,
in the morning.
Tim, I am going to record the message and bring it in tomorrow, and I'm going to play it. And if you can, call at the same time tomorrow, and you tell me if the message doesn't sound gay.
Well, yeah, it sounds gay. I'm not RJ. I thought you were... Look, here's the thing.
I know you're not. RJ's the guy he is on One Life to Live.
Right. I have tremendous amounts of free time when normal adults work.
Yes, the sister, and you're not taping your show now, right?
No, I'm at home.
So you've said that. I mean, you're just kind of filling time.
Yeah, I work on average over 6 years. I average two shows a week.
Wow. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
you know, it's a gilded cage.
Yeah.
I love my job. If we're laying brick, that would be the gig. 2 days of laying brick, that's what I want.
So you got a sweet gig and you got plenty of time on you.
Yeah, so I meet an adult who plays the same games, watches the same stuff, and Mike as well.
Right. And I know, and you know what? I like you a lot, too. It's just the
message. You would have been over at my house playing that game, incidentally, Tim.
Well, you know, you didn't give me a phone number.
Well, I don't play the video games.
I can teach.
I basically...
You see, I have no adult friends.
Yeah.
I take the game with me, and I teach them to play.
Right.
And then I'm available. But I'm also the adult with all the time, so I don't always call you, because then your wife is like, look, don't hang out with Tim. He doesn't have a job.
Right.
All right, so you don't want to ask my D.
Not... Please... I love women, and you know, you're a lovely man, but you're not feminine.
Thank you. All right.
Say, Tim, as far as, you know, mentioning you don't have my number, do you like, you don't drink, do you?
I have been known to drink with a friend on occasion.
Okay, well, that's kind of like my hobby.
Well, I got my license.
Okay, well, if you ever want to go, I'll, you know, when you call, is he going to call in tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to bring a message in tomorrow.
I'm going to give my number to Lisa, and if you ever want to just go out and have a cocktail, I'll join you.
And, yeah, I may even said play date. I don't know. What, did I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You
see,
did.
Most of my friends on the show have really gotten tired of waking up with hangovers, so they've abandoned me, and I'm always looking for companionship.
All right, hold on. Tim, hold on a second, okay?
But quick, are you home on Saturday? Are you not doing arena, or are you doing arena?
Oh, no, I can't, because we have to go to Los Angeles on Sunday.
Okay, cool.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on, my friend.
You're teasing. See, I don't think he's a big partier, though.
Yeah,
no, he wants to go play the Madden thing. And I, you know,
Yeah, and that was the little thing he said. Yeah.
Do you want to have a play date?
Mm-hmm. Wait, it's time. He shares your interests.
Kind of gay sound.
Just joking.
I know. He's a good guy. I'll bring the message in tomorrow, and you be the judge.
All right.
Okay? I'll play it tomorrow for you.
I think
you
made clear how he really feels, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
And I noticed, incidentally, when he was really mad,
yes,
he talked in his black voice.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
He didn't talk in his I'm an actor voice.
No, no. He said, we better be careful. And you know what? He could kick everybody's ass on this show.
Oh, you could. No doubt.
And the guy is big.
All right, so here's one of the things that we're going to tell you that's happening with the show. Lots of things are happening.
Rob is saying we have to break.
We really ought to break.
With his radio show.
Wow.
All right. You effing tease.
What a tease.
All right, tell you about it in a minute.
Major announcement coming up. Stay tuned.
Wow. 877-365-3636, national number. D.C. 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. The jackpot is down to...
$600 now.
$600.
$600.
With a celebrity burp, and I'm going to give a clue today.
That'll be a slam dunk?
That absolutely, and I'm looking right now at you.
Yes.
Mr. Watch Cleaner.
Yes.
If you don't get it based on the clue that I'm giving you today, what are you doing?
Why? I'm messing with you. I'm joking.
You're looking at your watch, and you're rolling your eyes like, oh.
That was a joke that time. Okay. Thank you. God.
How was Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, I will tell you after the break how I really felt about Spider-Man.
Gotcha.
Because you told me I was going to hate it, and I, I'll wait. I'll wait to talk about it.
All right, call 100 right now. You got a shot at $600. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit bitty whores, okay, Don and Mike. I'm gonna, let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was a loofah boy, and I just walked by, and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And I think, well, you know, what happens is you do radio, and D.C.'s a big, big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, you know, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in? And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, put you on UPN.
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the Polynesian band.
Right.
Right.
Your source for bad horse, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, time for call number 100. $600. Identify the celebrity burger.
Hello?
Hello, Donna Mike.
You know
who? What? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Anna from Brooklyn.
Anna. All right, Anna, I'm going to give you a choice here. You can go to Philly to see Kid Rock tonight, or you can get the $75 gift certificate from 1-800-Flowers.
The $75 gift certificate.
You got it.
All right.
Shop online at www.1800flowers.com. Don't forget, Mamo's Day is Sunday.
Mamo.
Oh, thank you so much. I really needed it.
May 12th. Send your Mamo flowers. Okay.
Mamo.
Now, we're going to give you $600 if you can identify the celebrity burp number 2.
And a big hint coming up right now?
Think of the other hints I've given you.
Okay.
Beautiful on the inside and out. Sexy mouth. Over 40.
Good dancer.
Good dancer.
Lisa would have sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember when Lisa said that?
Yeah, I forgot that one.
And, right. here's another one for you. This one should put it over the top, Mike.
Okay.
I have danced with this woman.
Oh, all right. I got it.
Are you ready, honey?
Yes.
Give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Hey, good luck. Oh, hold on.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
Oh, you just got a freebie. There it is. There it is again. That big mouth. I can't tell either of you if you're right or not.
And the odds are in my pathetic favor.
Yeah. Mike, I can't tell you if you're right or not.
Oh, Jesus.
For $600, who is it?
Is it Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island?
No.
We're sorry.
Sorry.
Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you. Mike and Buzz are dangerously close. I can't tell them if they're right or not. Okay, let's move on. Now, in the ongoing growth of the Don and Mike show, what?
Nothing. I've slowed the show down a couple of times today. I'm not going to do it. I'm choosing not to do it again. I'm not going to make an issue out of something that under normal circumstances. I know we have a big announcement to make also. But under normal circumstances, I would just stand here and protest vehemently at this tremendously unfair ruling
on
your part.
Then I swear on my son's life, your guess is wrong.
Okay. All right.
And Buzz, your guess is wrong.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right. Okay. Good. Okay. All right. Yeah, that's good. See, that's closure. At least now we know.
Okay.
You know? I mean, because it's kind of like not getting rewarded for guessing.
There you go. Both Mike and Buzz had guesses that were very good.
Thank you.
Very close. Mm-hmm. Both very wrong. Okay.
You should share ours so we don't we'll double up.
And okay. Figure that out.
But don't tell them.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because that'll kill me. That'll bother me a lot. Listen, today's show jam-packed. We've got the penthouse girl coming in, the centerfold.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll give her the sex quiz, I guess, and we'll find out about the Anna, I'd eat the corn out of her Covia controversy.
Yes, where they, there are all sorts of talk about that now, about pictures.
That's not Anna, I'd eat the corn out of her Covia. No. But anyway, the girl who's on the cover in the centerfold, the lawyer, she's coming in today.
Very good.
Also, some guy from the WWF coming in today, and we've got Mr. Skin today.
Cool. Yeah, it's a busy show.
It's a live visit with Mr. Skin today.
Wonderful.
It's a new practice now. We will no longer have the Mr. Skin Minute that we play.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to have Mr. Skin on the show live every Thursday.
I'm going to have to remember that so that I can jot down. I know we had something on the show the other day where some subject came up about nudity.
Kirsten Dunst.
Whether she's had a boob job or not. And and we'll have to ask Mr. Skin about that because he'll know all about it.
He'll know.
And I said this before the break, but I will tell you, I loved Spider-Man. I can't believe I loved it. I've never been a comic book fan.
You surprised me when you told me that.
The movie is just so well done, and I'm a big fan of Willem Dafoe, who's in this movie as the villain. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I like his teeth, Rob. And the the relationship between Toby, and Kirsten is fantastic. Peter Parker and
told you,
and MJ, as I love it, they call her in the movie. You know,
Spider-Man.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a great story.
Yeah, the story about how he becomes the superhero.
And the thing is, like I told you,
it's awesome.
It's exactly, although they take a little liberty,
right?
It's exactly how it was in the comic book.
You know, the way they do the whole thing with him turning into Spider-Man is really well done. It's kind of, for something that's that totally unbelievable, it's a believable story.
Yeah, so, not over the top.
Yeah. And they, while they use the special effects and they have the special effects, the thing is, they don't overuse the special effects. Yeah. And that's what my biggest fear was that
but
we were
did
gonna
it really
have too
look
much
like he was swinging around?
You know, a couple of times it did, a couple of times it didn't. I mean, the only thing that, I'm not a big fan of computer-generated special effects, but when they do the stuff with, like, the web, and he's starting to discover how he can use stuff, I mean, that was brilliant. I thought it was fantastic.
I think the only weakness was when they had him running across the tops of buildings. That looked a little bit like a video game to
me.
But other than that, it was fantastic.
And the all-time, the best part, as a matter of fact, underused part of that movie, the guy that played the editor
of
the magazine,
and the thing
of the newspaper.
You have to read the comic book because that guy is a dead ringer for the guy that they used to draw in the comics.
Wow. That guy, and I don't know the actor. Rob, do you know the actor's name?
I don't. He looked a little like D-Day.
Well, he's the guy that plays the white supremacist on Oz. He's been in lots of different movies. He is absolutely, fracturingly funny in this movie, and I think he, I'd like to see him get bigger and better things. I mean, I'd like to see that character in that movie. I'd like to see him get another role that's similar to that because it was just fantastic. That guy's a great actor.
Well, the comic books.
Wish I knew his name. I hate saying a guy's a great actor and I don't even know the guy's name.
In the comic books, he hates Spider-Man.
Right.
I mean, his whole thing is he goes...
Well, yeah, they make that clear in the movie.
No, but even more so in the comics.
Oh, really? More over the top?
His name is J.J. Jameson, I think is his name. He, he devotes entire newspapers
to how bad Spider-Man is.
Saying that Spider-Man's a crook.
and Spider-Man saves him. Eventually, the Green Goblin will come and actually will get in a fight with him.
Right.
And Spider-Man saves him, and even that, he won't print something good.
Really? He can't do it?
He hates Spider-Man.
And you were good about the, you know, when you were talking about the, that he's not the perfect superhero, and that's why his uncle...
He's flawed.
But, of course, that whole thing sets up why he becomes a crime fighter in the first place, right?
And, yeah, and then I like the fact that at the end, she knows it's him.
Yes, yes.
She knows it's him, and then she knows that he's doing the right thing because he has to.
Now, I almost hesitate to ask because you're going to get a sequel, obviously, to Spider-Man. I would think you'd get a sequel.
Yeah.
One of the biggest frustrations for me at the end of that movie was that this was love unrequited, that they weren't able to get together. And I'm curious, like, at any time in the comic books...
Mike, why don't you go read some comics?
Okay, I'll have my answer?
You'll have your answer.
Really?
You'll be walking on air.
All right, good. That answers my question. Okay. All right, that's fantastic. But she's great in it, too.
Listen, here's news about the show. Good. One of the things that we wanted to tell you that's happening on the show. For a long time, you know, we've changed people on the show. It's basically the nucleus of the show is always me and Mike,
right?
But the people around us have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz has been with us like 10 years.
Right.
Rob's been with about 10 years. Lisa's been with us about 5 minutes.
And Buzz, it's been a great run. Thank you.
It's been a great time.
Thank you. See you guys around.
It's been a fantastic run.
I'll see you at Stuckey's.
Rob and I yesterday when we were at the card store getting cards for our wives.
Again, right. A place where we fit in.
They have these gigantic cards.
Charlie cards.
I mean, real big, like 3 feet tall.
Right.
We were trying to decide which to get for you, Buzz.
Yeah.
One of them said,
"So thoughtful.
You're over the hill."
Guess who's over the hill?
Right.
Guess who's over the hill?
Oh, that's great.
And what was the other one, Rob?
Goodbye and good luck.
That's so nice.
You know, isn't it sick that we all have the same sense of humor?
Yeah.
Isn't that
uncanny,
just
uncanny? Isn't it
uncanny?
Wait, let me just say that while the cast and crew changes, the show essentially has always been Mike and I.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I have enjoyed in the past, not only working with Mike, but when I worked back with Buzz, mm-hmm. when we had a girl on our show named Karen Hand, was having a girl,
a woman's perspective.
And
right.
For a while, we had a real nice girl named Sherry Licker on the show, and
that's
then
right.
She left to go do something else, and she sat in the third chair, much as on my old morning show as Karen Hand did. It was Buzz and I and mm-hmm. this girl Karen, and
right.
then we had Sherry on our show for a while. And sometimes I would be asked, have you ever thought about getting another woman and putting her on the show?
Yeah, absolutely. We get that. We get asked that quite frequently, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact.
And the answer is always the same. I wouldn't mind it, but I've not met that woman.
Yeah,
well,
it's got to be the right person, right?
Here's the deal. I said something to somebody at CBS a couple of months ago, and it was this whole discussion about, boy, it's a guy's show, you guys, you do great with guys, but, you know, how come you don't have a woman on? I said,
and, you know, we do get women that listen to this show also.
Sure. Yeah, I said, well, you know, we do have women on. We have my wife on, and we have Lisa, our producer, on.
Mm-hmm.
What about when you used to have a woman in the studio all the time? Not that it matters, the yellow beans to me, but I said... I've never met the right woman. She's not, that woman has not presented herself. And they said, isn't there anybody at all who you really think would do fantastic? And I said, kiddingly, TV's Leah Remini.
Leah Remini, said, you know, on that hit show, King of Queens. Right. She's been on our show many times.
I said, now there's someone who I think we could put in the room.
Sure.
Once we get past, if we were able to get past the whole TV star thing, that I think she could be an outstanding person to sit in the third chair.
Nobody knows us better. I mean, with our relationship we've had with her over the years, absolutely.
To chime in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this gets over to some dingleberry at CBS.
A muckety muck.
And they start passing this thing around, and all of a sudden it comes back as synergy, and they say, listen, here's the deal. Leah Remini would love to be on your show every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, it's still going to be the Donna Mike show. It's going to be the same mm-hmm. freaking show that it is right now.
It's the same show when we have had women in the studio with us, like Sherry.
Leah will just have an open microphone.
Right.
And she will be able to contribute. She will get in arguments with us.
Mm-hmm.
She will play our games with us.
Right.
It's not going to be the Donna Mike and Leah show.
Mm-hmm.
Still going to be the Donna Mike show. With Buzz, with Rob, with Lisa, with Leah Remini.
We couldn't be more excited about this. I think it's going to be fantastic for the show.
Now, we're starting this on Monday.
Right.
And because Leah is a bit of a diva,
mm-hmm.
and we will be discussing this with her, we have to go to Los Angeles for the first week.
We are, in effect, bringing the show to her.
Wow.
Because, you know, she's got this thing about traveling.
She doesn't like it a whole bunch.
So for the first week, we're going to bring the show to her, mm-hmm. and then she has to come and be with us.
Right, exactly.
So, starting on Monday, let me see. Well, you got this. What is this, Rob?
New York City.
I don't want to play I Love L.A.
Oh, it's fun. Come on.
It has been many moons since we've been out to the West Coast.
Yes. Let's leave Chicago.
The town where Mike is naked without cash.
This is true. The town where I dress differently.
Yes.
And feel a little different.
As a matter of fact, I have to tell you something, Rob.
Yes?
I feel differently already.
Well, you know what, Mike? This will be the first time. You'll be going to L.A. as a single, successful guy.
And I'll tell you right now, I couldn't be more exhilarated.
So, we're going to Los Angeles next week.
Yeah.
To break her in.
Right. Absolutely.
So to speak.
There's about a 70-30 chance at the end of next week the whole thing could be over.
But there's no doubt that of all the women that I've met in radio, outside of radio, the entertainers, she can make me laugh, and she can make Mike laugh, and she keeps up with us.
Yeah. She keeps up with us, and she also has a thick skin that we have developed over the years, and that she had from, you know, day one, and she also, she's capable of naked cruelty more than many women that I know. Now,
it's going to require, on our part, a mindset change.
Yes.
That no longer is she going to be up on that pedestal.
No, we kind of kiss her ass most of the time.
Or is she going to be Leah Remini TV star?
She's going to be, Leah Remini, part of the crew.
Leah Remini, one of our lackeys. That's the truth.
Well, that's the way we're, you know, the show is going to be what it has been in the past when we have had someone over in the third seat.
Now, Leah is excited about this opportunity. This is what they call synergy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
Synergy. Because we're not sure of exactly how it's going to work.
We should mention, too, also a New Yorker, Leah Remini.
Right.
We should point that out.
Because we're not exactly how sure it's going to work.
Right.
We're going to give it a trial run.
Yeah.
A month or two and see how it goes.
Absolutely.
But Leah Remini, star of the CBS hit comedy King of Queens, will join the Don and Mike show. Serving as, oh no, right here's a problem, right here.
Uh-oh, bad press release?
Serving as co-host.
Oh.
No. No.
Are we sure? Obviously, you know, like everything on this show, the behind-the-scenes meetings aren't really elaborate, but everything is decided on the air.
Well, I'm reading the press release right now.
Right. You know what? It'd be necessary if you're going to line out co-host, you should have a title there.
Gal pal.
Very good. See? He does that immediately.
Yes,
he
that quick.
Leah Remini, star of the CBS hit comedy The King of Queens, will join the Don and Mike show, serving as gal pal of the nationally syndicated comedy radio program. Mm-hmm. The announcement was made today by Ken Stevens, Vice President, General Manager, WNEW, and Les Moonves, President, CBS Television.
Wow, absolutely.
Ken's big press conference.
Yeah, at Ken's big press conference. You know, this place. So they sent out a press release.
Hello, I'm Ken.
God almighty.
Remini, the Brooklyn, New York native who plays Carrie Heffernan on King of Queens, will contribute daily to the four-hour program. Her first appearance is Monday, May 13th. We are thrilled to welcome Leah to the Don and Mike show, said Stevens.
Wow.
She is a great friend of Don and Mike, having appeared numerous times on their program in the last 3 years. Leah has generated a tremendous response from the audience. We look forward to working with her on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Les Moonves says, who are Don and Mike?
He does not.
That's what it says.
Does it really?
Who are Don and... No, he says...
What is Les quoted in there?
Les says, it is a great opportunity for Leah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wonderful.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Les. Don and Mike's show is nationally syndicated WNEW and 49 other cities, including Philly and D.C. Okay, so there you go.
I don't know if you saw Ken's press conference, but it was great. He took a blimp into Central Park.
There you go. Nobody knows how to get publicity like Ken's.
That is the news. She will be a part of the show. She will be an underling. She'll be wallpaper.
you're establishing your turf, aren't you?
She will dance.
Right.
She will strip.
Wow.
Yes, of course.
She will utter muffled screams. She's great. We love Leah.
We do love Leah. Leah is a special person.
Oh, this is great.
Leah has had an ability when we've had long-distance interviews with her. She has an ability to know this show. Nobody that we've ever had as a guest on this show knows the show better than she does, and I think it's going to be a very good fit.
And the reason we're going out there, actually, to be honest with you, is that it's going to be a bitch with her schedule doing a TV show and doing a radio show at the same time.
Right.
So we're helping her out the first week by going out there.
Sure.
But after that, baby, you're coming to us.
And when she can't do that, and when we can't get out there through the magic of technology, we will will we?
I think
the look on your face was telling me, no, I shouldn't say that.
I don't know.
Really?
I'm not sure how this is all going to play out yet.
Okay.
Mike.
Oh, you know, it's kind of an ongoing experiment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Does this mean that Leah Remini could become a gutter ball?
Hey. Yes.
Most definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, when we have
every one of those shows, man, I tell you what, that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. You're talking about whatever we bowl, Leah Remini will be there bowling with us.
Excellent. You know, when you had your throat problems back in Washington, when we bowled there, and we brought the two women from iBolt.com, there was an uncanny jump in attendance.
Shocker.
Yeah, the guys were out there.
Shock.
Fun.
Shocked that would happen.
Yeah. Your Hello. Father, Rob's father, came out.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I haven't seen
Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm actually very excited. It's very cool. But I want to know, does this mean you're finally going to get to be on the air in L.A.? Because I got friends out there who heard you when they visited, and they're dying to get you out there.
With no comment on that.
No? Huh? No comment.
No comment.
Ah.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, come on.
Are you there?
Come on.
Yes,
well,
I'm here.
Are you?
Process,
think, speak.
I've been here for 2 days. I'm here today. Wasting my voice with you.
Mike, that you?
Yes, it's us. Go
ahead.
Okay,
I'm sorry. This is Engine Joe from Haymarket?
Yes, Engine Joe.
Yes, sir. Listen, out there, we got a local paper out here, and you guys were... It didn't say your name, but I know it's you guys. And you're about the woman that was jumping out in the Fredericksburg out there in the bridge.
Yeah.
Well, you are in the paper, and, you know, do you want to read it to you? It's only a couple lines.
No, I think this was, we've already had that on the show.
I think we covered it. It was a letter to the editor.
Oh, you're from Fredericksburg?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't know that because y'all were gone, and then I just got the paper.
All right, well, no surprise you're late to the party, dumbass.
Yeah.
Always good to hear from Engine Joe.
Don and Mike Show.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, listen, guys, I don't think this is a good idea.
Why?
Because she's going to take your spotlight, Don.
She's going to what?
She's going to take the old Don spotlight.
She's going to take Don's spotlight?
Yeah, of course. She's not the boss no more once she comes rolling in.
Well, do you know what? We have always treated Leah as an honored, revered guest on this show, even when we have argued with her, but it will be a different dynamic.
Different dynamic, which we've
had before.
I understand. I listen to the show. I know she's a great guest. Okay, you ain't the top dog no more, bro. You're going to be staring at her ass now from behind.
It's this guy.
It's going to be the lead.
Yeah, this is the guy.
Who is this? Is this the...
No, this is JR.
Is this the effing faggot guy?
No, really, it's not.
You don't like the idea of Leah joining the show?
Hey, if it helps ratings, whatever. God knows you need that.
No, I mean, no, I'm not asking you that. I'm asking what you think.
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
Why?
Because she's gonna send a cannonball through it.
How do you know?
I don't know for sure. Either do you. But,
well, I know pretty sure that she won't.
Pretty sure that she won't.
Let me explain to you why.
Hollywood type?
No, let me explain something to you. The way this show works, there's a gentleman in here that's been out for a couple of days with throat surgery who has a very large console in front of him.
Yes, sir.
And if he gets bored or he gets angry with somebody talking, he can simply...
Turn the microphone off.
My microphone is shut off. He can do that to anyone.
I understand he can do that to anyone. I'm not doubting who he is.
You
just
dog,
but she's going to come in and she's going to make. She's just going to. She's going to cannonball it.
She's going to what?
She's going to cannonball it.
Cannonball it. What do you explain? What cannonball?
She's going to. She's going to mess up the chemistry.
Listen, we have good chemistry with her.
Yeah, you have good chemistry with her as a guest.
One of the things that we are both aware of, and you should be aware of this too, we have already discussed how this is going to work, and what Don and I would do normally when Leah would be on the show would be kind of, it would be all Leah and us fighting for a question or a comment with her. That's not the way it's going to be.
No, and she knows that.
Okay, hey, listen, as long as you're on the same page with her, I mean, it's not the Jim Ridden show, but, you know, I mean...
I mean, listen, why the F am I debating this with you, some dumbass, anyway?
No, listen, I listen to the show every day, bro.
He cares.
Yeah, bro.
Desperately.
Yeah, thank you.
But I have one good piece of advice for you, and you're chloroseptic.
Oh, this will be good.
Now he's just ball busting.
Yeah, right. Goodbye. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Okay.
I think it's a bad idea. I got to agree with the last caller.
Why?
I think she's a little too pushy.
You know, it's so funny. I love the negative energy, though. I do. I love the. God forbid we get the first people calling. Now, these are the people that want to call.
I debated talking about it. This is why we debated.
Right.
Mentioning that it's going to even happen.
I just
turn your radio down, please.
Oh, you dumbass. Turn your radio down.
What?
Please.
Exactly.
What? God damn. And we're taking advice from that guy.
Yeah, he makes a statement that he doesn't want to listen.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Listen, I think it's a great idea. I think she's a babe. You guys get along with her great. How are you going to handle after the first week? You know, you said you're going to go out there for the first week.
Right. Then she's going to come to be with us.
From L.A.?
Duh.
Burns are joining us.
Here we go.
Tyler's on.
Here we go.
That guy said, how is she going to lower her standards to be on such an S-E show?
S-E show.
Hello, Donna, my show.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey.
Hey, the actor that you guys were talking about before, his name was J.K. Simmons.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He plays Schillinger on Oz, and he's also the psychiatrist on Law & Order.
He is the one reason, in my opinion, really. I mean, if you need a non-comic book reason to go see Spider-Man, right. Go see this guy. He's that good.
Or for Kristen, there's Dunst's boobs.
Yeah.
Blowing those breasts.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That rain.
Hello.
Yes.
Yo.
Yeah, I think it's out. Stupid ass idea.
Okay.
This is too funny.
What do you really think?
Why?
I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's the people at CVS are thinking that they have a big idea and it's gonna, you know, it's gonna change the caliber of the show.
This was not CBS's idea.
This is my idea.
Wes Moonves's idea.
No. Listen, if you listened from the beginning, it was my idea.
Well, everyone's entitled to a bad idea once in a while. I'll chalk this up as a bad idea and call you in 2 months when it doesn't work out.
You know what I think was a bad idea? Was when your dad decided to F your mom without the rubber.
The best part, you went down your father's leg.
It seems to me that the people that are calling with the negative comments have an agenda anyway. That they're not, they just want to make trouble.
I think they're
excited. And I think it's time for all of us to dance.
Hello, Donna Pike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Rob, we should develop a dance. I think we've maligned Sacramento. No, we have maligned Sacramento long enough. I think we should tailor our dance to specific callers.
Hi, you're on the air. You are on the air.
Am I on the air?
I got you.
Not anymore.
Damn it. Hello, Don is my show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
Did you see what she posted on her website?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. I just thought it was really funny. She made it seem like it was just like la-di-da. She says she's very excited about this. Is it true that right now it's just a 3-week deal and we'll see what happens?
No.
Ooh.
No, that's not.
Wow. Where'd you hear that?
That's what she posted on her website.
I just got handed her website.
I don't pay any attention to rumors.
I don't see if it says movie magazines.
Supposed to be the official website, though, for her.
Well,
so.
You're listening to the official radio show
that she's going to be on. Things evolve.
Fair enough. I'm just mentioning what you wrote on the website.
Everybody,
that's all.
Listen, everybody, listen.
Everybody keep it in your pants.
If Leah sucks on the show, which she won't,
right.
We will not have her on. Trust me, you will like Leah on this show.
Leah is a naturally funny individual, and she could not be lovelier.
And I will be.
I'm sorry, Rob. Technically, she is unmarried.
Here we go.
That's true.
But I know that she loves Alfredo or whatever his name is.
Consuelo.
Alberto VO5, Fidel. Whatever.
His name is Fidel.
But she has...
Chef Boyardee.
And I'll tell you personally, I am delighted about this for one reason, because I know she has starlet friends.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I won't be dating the starlet friends, but the friends have friends.
There you are.
Listen, it's something that we want to try on the show. And you'll like it. And if it sucks, it won't continue. And it's only because we respect you, we're telling you about this now.
We decided we'd give you a little heads up. And that's why we're telling you, you know, a few days before it begins.
See, but every
this time... is why we will be winging our way, winging on over to London to jam with the Stones.
It's a bitchin' jacket. Where'd you get that?
I got it from the network. Let me ask you something. I'm Stu Nahan.
Those guys are fags.
Bob Jungle Def Gerard.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You are, hey, dude. Invited.
Hey.
Hey, does this mean that you're banging Leah?
Yes.
Well, it's a reasonable question. Your wife was so jealous of Leah, but now all of a sudden Leah's going to be on the show.
Yes, I'm banging her.
Wow.
I'm banging her hard.
We all are on the show, as a matter of fact.
We're all banging her.
Don, Mike, Buzz, right. Rob, Gail, Bill.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa is, too.
And Johnny.
We're all banging her.
Sweet. And Johnny Constantino.
I love Don and Mike's show. Hello.
He's a good boy.
Are you there?
Banging Leah and me.
Hello.
Johnny Constantino.
Not a mic. Hello.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Okay. He like the greatest.
Now I have another reason to J.O. to the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm psyched. Yeah, I can't wait till the first show you do in New York. I will be there. With bells on.
Oh, come on now, please. You can't be doing
that. And you know where he's going to be hanging those bells.
Those balls.
Absolutely.
Bell balls.
Bell balls.
Hello, or it would be ball
balls.
Ball balls. Ball balls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bells over the balls.
Hey.
May I revert back to April Fool's Day, when last time you had women on the show?
May you revert back to April Fool's Day?
How much it sucked.
Do you mean refer back to April Fool's Day as
well,
opposed
revert?
No, you
don't
know.
Anyway.
No, revert would be an incorrect use of the language.
Yeah. Listen, if you want the show to be good, just make it the Buzz and Rob A. Show.
There
the
you
Buzz
go.
And Rob
right,
A. Show?
There you go.
That's all you did. A good that's why anyone listens.
Not that, it hasn't been considered time and time again.
Make it the J.R. and Rob Rock Show.
Mike and I are constantly being called in and told by management,
right. Why don't you guys just take a little hiatus that's and right. Have Rob
sure.
And Buzz take
your
home.
Jobs are hanging by threads.
That's it. You'll learn.
Yeah, the funny one.
The glue of the show is Rob and Buzz.
The glue of the show, that's the backbone and the front bone.
Yeah, yeah, I could not agree with you more. That is the truth, and when the truth is said, we will agree with it.
Late at the age.
Oh, you just couldn't handle it, could you?
No, I can handle it.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. No, you're a dumbass.
No, you can't.
I've said it again. I'm sorry.
You can't
Johnny
handle it.
Johnny Constantino.
You can't handle it, man.
Listen, as long as you can handle the new Leah Remedy show, it's all right with me.
Now, you seem to have an agenda as yeah. Well. Why so motivated?
No, I hope you guys do good. I'm just...
No, you don't. It doesn't sound
I'm
right.
Gonna listen. I'm going to listen anyway.
You well, know what, Mike, I'm getting a note from Les Moonves now. We should have checked with our idiot moron listeners before we... into the deal.
Yeah.
We should have checked every retard that listens to the show to make sure that he, she, it, or they accept this.
Yeah, how about
well, obviously you checked with your moron partner before you did it.
Well, how about a little positive energy, sir?
It's tough if you don't have it in you. Then how are you going to have
positive energy? You don't have it. Do you have it anywhere else in your life?
Oh, sure do.
Where?
I usually use it when I'm banging your wife.
No, seriously, I'm asking you a serious question.
No, yeah, I do have...
I mean, where is your positive energy? Where does it come out?
Usually at the bar.
At the bar?
Yeah. At the bar.
When you're self-medicating? That's
when
a term that's been used for me.
Let me revert...
When I'm inebriated.
Let me revert to the beginning of this conversation.
Is this Glenn the janitor?
No, it's not.
Oh, it might be.
Is this Glenn?
Does it sound like Glenn?
Glenn...
This is what I do at work.
Glenn, it's not Glenn.
Not come Glenn. In there, I give you the mop stick.
It's not Glenn.
I'll bind you up in tape.
You still haven't answered where you, where's the positive? Where's the sunshine in your life?
Let's revert back to that.
Where's the sunshine in my life?
Yes, the sunshine in your life. Everybody has a ray of sunshine.
Sure.
I like no matter what the bar.
And no, but the bar, that's not. Come
that's
on.
So sad.
Come on, that's very sad.
Anytime it's not at work, it's good, you know?
No. All right, listen, we got to go.
All right, you do that.
Okay, well, I'll revert back to this call okay. Next week.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Much love.
That was, you know, I sometimes, even when we're getting that much crap from somebody, I really feel that person's pain.
Dynamite, yo, hello.
You understand.
I do.
Dynamite?
Yeah.
Dynamite, this whole Rudy Remini thing is a great idea. Okay? It's great.
Okay.
But don't let these other guys, I mean, they're effed up. Having her on the show, when you guys talk to her on the phone, she's cool. I think when she comes to some of your events, more people are going to show up. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it's wonderful that you say that, but I also have a question. Did we put this out as your opinion?
No, we didn't.
I mean, I don't...
We never did.
I don't think we did.
No.
I don't think that was the purpose of this show.
Not in my show.
The off-air portion.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so sexy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I love her.
Thank you, but really.
I mean, you know, I got four sausages in the studio all day long.
Yeah.
Finally, a little estrogen, you know, just balance out the,
right.
You know.
That's really
a nice comment.
But did we ask you?
She's so hot.
No, we didn't ask.
He just loves her.
Oh, it's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
The listeners react.
Hello.
Hello, is this Don?
Well, that would be why I answered Don and Mike show in my raspy post-operative voice.
Sorry about that, Don. I was just telling Lisa, I've been listening to you for 12 years. I'm not a big fan of Leah, but I trust you, buddy.
There.
Screw all those DA naysayers.
Thank you, buddy.
That is so nice. Can I ask a question, though? Who asked you?
Yeah, without your blessing, we wouldn't have gone ahead and done it.
Well, I realize that. I had my fingers crossed for Katie Couric, but maybe you could just have Leah call Katie every morning and ask her what color underwear she's wearing.
Oh, jeez. For God's sakes. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He was nice.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Let me just say, this will be one of the last times that I let you people behind the curtain. Hello?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys feel that maybe it's a step backward for Leah, you know, being a TV star and a movie star coming on here.
Oh, absolutely.
You
know, yeah. Yes, definitely. It's a major step back for
her. That's a good runner.
Yeah,
that is so true.
It's a major step backwards for her.
And she wouldn't do it unless, it was our charm.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's got to be. I mean, she's got a bright future now. Here she goes. She's taking two steps back or be on your show.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that's why we are forever grateful.
She will be turning tricks by the end of the first week.
Yeah.
She'll be out of showbiz.
You guys rule.
It's going to ruin her. Thank you.
Okay, who asked you?
See you later.
Welcome to Who Asked You.
Who asked you? The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike. Hello. Hello.
Hi, who asked you? That's a good way to answer the phone, Zach.
Hey, Don and Mike Show, who asked you?
Who asked you?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, who asked you?
I don't know. I want to ask you something.
Who asked you?
Who asked you to ask us something?
Nobody. You said you'd call up.
Yeah. All right.
You did say that.
Touché. What can we do for you?
Good to hear that you're back on the radio and Mike, he's funny himself.
Thank you.
I want to know, even though it's Thursday, can you still do that gay newspaper guy?
Yes. Promise we will.
Can I do it today?
Yeah. We got to make
them.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks. Who asked you?
So long.
I know. One more call. We really got to break. Hello. Who asked you?
Old email message from George McFly. Don, you backstabbing douchebag. Leah, you ignorant slut. We hate you long time.
Bye.
Wow. Subject, who asked you?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn right.
God damn it.
Let's hear it.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. God damn it.
I'm singing.
God damn it.
Well,
I know, no singing.
Is that what he said?
Oh, yeah.
No. There was just... Someone said no singing.
Rob said no singing.
I was joking with you yesterday.
Right, okay.
I said, would you sing tomorrow?
I don't know if I could do a show if there was no singing, because I wouldn't be able to say,
Johnny Constantino, he's a good boy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. I am trying to go to the telephones. Hello?
Hello?
Rob's having a little spasm over there.
Who is this?
Loves
this.
He's the
suspect. Who is this?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
It's Sarita from Ben Salem, Pennsylvania.
On WYSB. Hi.
Yeah, I'm all confused because we're delayed.
No, you're not delayed, honey.
Okay. Yeah, you're faster than we are.
Well, that's okay. Who asked you?
You know what? Maybe you are on like a 2-minute delay.
Yeah.
But did we ask you about that?
That's why I didn't know you if you were talking to me.
Yeah. Well, what can we do for you?
Oh, I'm calling about the crazy mom thing.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, my God, that's right.
The fact that I was out for a couple of days, I think...
Kooky Crazy Mom copyright feature.
Later on the show today, we're going to ask for people to call in with the craziest mom.
When?
I don't know. Sometime before the end of the show today.
And not only will it be something you'll have to say that your mom does that's crazy, but we're going to have to get your mom on the phone.
Your mom will have to be crazy.
She made me call. She told me I had to call.
Is your mom crazy?
Yes.
Good. All right, well then, make sure you're listening... later today, in celebration of Mother's Day, we're giving away $1,500 cash from Hotwire. Looking for a better travel deal? Log on to Hotwire for deep discounts on flights, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Hotwire partners with amazing quality travel companies to bring you deals you can't find anywhere else. Log on to Hotwire today to see how much you can save on your next trip. Thank you. Wait until we ask you to call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, you were talking about doing Mother's Day shopping before, and I was pointing out in the Daily News as I was thumbing through that I found a great store with Mother's Day savings.
Yeah.
The
Wine Factory.
And my mom's going to pick up a 1.75 liter bottle of Gordon's Gin for just $15.99.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Happy Mother's Day.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Susan from Philadelphia.
Hi, Susan.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
I'm listening to you on WYSP, and I love your show.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
You guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
Well, you know what? You're so nice. May I give you something?
Yes.
May I give you...
What are you going to give her, Don? You know, that sounded kind of wacky the way you said that. May I give you something?
May I give you my love?
May I slip you something?
May I give you all of my love?
Yes.
My engorged love? No, here you go. A pair of tickets. Can you go see Kid Rock tonight?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Tickets to see Kid Rock and Lit tonight at Spectrum.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's from 94 WYSP.
See? Oh, I love you guys. Oh, and Buzz?
Yes?
I love you, Buzz.
I love you, ma'am.
Okay. Great, thanks.
So what are we, chopped liver?
Oh, I love you guys, too. And thank especially you. Mike.
It goes without saying.
Oh, did you say especially Mike?
Well, yeah.
Well, enjoy the show.
Well, now, what about me, honey?
Oh, I love you, too, Don. And I'm glad that your voice is feeling better.
Thank you, honey.
I missed you.
She accepted your love, too.
Thank you. Yes, my engorged love.
That's right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. Right.
Well,
bye.
Do you have anything for Rob?
Well, it all depends.
Yeah, okay. I got something you can depend on.
Hey, Rob, come on now.
Thank you, honey. Hold on a second.
Okay.
What a concept.
Thank you very much. I hope she has a good time, especially Mike.
Hold on a second.
I don't get that very often, especially when I'm off the air.
You know, we're looking at the instant feedbacks during the commercials, yeah. And a lot of people think that the idea of Leah coming on the show in the third chair is a good idea.
Yes.
Some people are undecided. Right. Some of the sane people out there are actually saying, you know, it's, you know, like Bob Barker says.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Sure. Right, that we'll run the show like we'll run the show.
Right.
A valid point that somebody brought up, though, that was, well, when they're in production on King of Queens, how will we handle it?
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, we ain't going out there all the time.
No.
So the answer to that is she will have to go to a CBS Westwood One radio station.
And sure. Sit in a room by herself and talk to us.
And sit in a room for 4 hours a day and talk to us.
That's the way it'll work. So it's not a trade-off. We don't become cast members on King of Queens.
No, we do not, Buzz.
Ah, okay. No, but I would think. No, we can't. Isn't that part of the deal, too? We're not supposed to
synergy.
Bring that up.
We do not.
We don't, we don't try to shill for another walk-on role.
We do not.
But, you know.
It is beneath us.
Her Hollywood connections are certainly significant.
It is beneath us. It is, it's Thursday. And that means it's time for the Mr. Skin Minute.
Wonderful.
And rather than just have Mr. Skin play a tape, we're going to have him on the show every Thursday giving us a live update.
I think Mr. Skin, one of the most prepared and funniest guests we've ever had on the show.
Here he is now, Jim Skin. Hey, Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
And I like calling him Jim Skin. I really do.
Mr. Skin, what's up this week on the Mr. Skin Radio Minute?
Well, the big news coming out tomorrow in the theaters, the big movie is Unfaithful with Richard Gere and Diane Lane.
Ooh, yes. Diane Lane. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll get to her in a second. But okay. First of all, it's directed by Adrian Lyne. And when I first saw this movie like 6 months ago that it was going to be coming out, I was kind of pumped up because this is a dude that did Fatal Attraction in 9.5 weeks. So he has a good skinography, in other words. But what's the thing? And getting to Diane Lane. She's about 37 years old. She's gorgeous, but most important, I have to say she probably has the best cans in Hollywood without question.
Even better than Susan Sarandon back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not as big as Susan Sarandon, but they're just, I mean, they're perfect.
And for a 37-year-old woman, are they real, first of all?
Yeah.
Oh, they're real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's gorgeous. So what's cool about this is, again, Diane Lane's in it, but more important, she's nude a ton.
Beautiful.
It's basically about she has an affair on her husband, Richard Gere, with this French dude. I guess his name's Oliver Martinez. But they have a ton of real nice sex scenes. She first shows her breasts about 40 minutes into the movie. So if you're running a little late getting to the theater, as long as you get there within 40 minutes, you're good to go.
Oh, that's great.
And then what's the highlight is a scene where she's in the bathtub with Richard Gere. First, she's in the tub alone, and then he kind of jumps in. But great breast shots. And then a thing where she gets out of the tub. As she's getting out of the tub, they focus on her buns. And I thought, you know, when I saw them, I was like, there's no way that's a 37-year-old. So, again, she just, not only does she have great breasts, great buns, too.
You know, your name came up earlier in the week when we were talking about Spider-Man and speaking about Kirsten Dunst's breasts. And
are they real?
Are they real?
Well, you know what? She hasn't shown them in a movie, so it's hard to make an official call on it. I'm guessing they're real because she's so young, and that's just, you know, when you're that young, you're able to have firm breasts. You know, it's when you're, if she was 45 years old and her breasts looked like that, I'd be suspicious.
So you would bet on the fact that they are real?
Yeah, I would bet on the real.
And they are wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Amazing, yeah. She had some nice wet shirt scenes in that Spider-Man movie.
Nice nips.
Yeah, she was smuggling raisins.
Yeah.
But,
what else was there?
But anyway, so in Unfaithful, not only do you have the great tub scene, she has a number of great sex scenes. So if you're a Diane Lane fan and you want to see her naked, go check out Unfaithful. It opens in theaters tomorrow. The other big movie is The New Guy. Coming out tomorrow. This babe, Eliza Dushku's in it. No nudity, but she has some definitely sexy outfits and some underwear scenes. But
well, hold on. Well, what's the name? Eliza Dush?
What's that last name?
Eliza Dushku.
Dushku.
D-U-S-H-K-U.
Wow.
Dushku.
Dushku.
Yeah.
She's
a hottie, has some hot outfits, but my pick this week, definitely go see Unfaithful for the Diane Lane nudity.
Very good.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, a couple other quick things you guys should know about. DVDs coming out this week, new on the DVD shelf. One movie is called To Jillian on Her 37th Birthday. It's a total chick flick. It's from 1996.
Michelle Pfeiffer, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're finally releasing it on DVD. Don't worry about anything in this movie other than 41 minutes in. Claire Danes and Lori Fortier are walking in thongs on the beach. They play high school students, and they're walking you know, on the beach in thongs, and it's some of the best bunnage you're going to see in a PG-13 movie. It's a really hot scene.
All right.
And another big one, Not Another Teen Movie, is in the new release section of the video store right now. It was a comedy spoofing all the other kind of teen comedies, and there's a babe named Serena Vincent, who I predict big things for, and she actually does a spoof on the Shannon Elizabeth character in American Pie, and again, she basically did not wear a stitch of clothing this whole movie. She just walks around naked the whole movie, and she is definitely super hot. So check out that Not Another Teen Movie. It's out in video stores, new release DVD right now.
All right, beautiful. Well, there he is. Giving you the live Mr. Skin Minute.
Wow.
As we get it every Thursday. We'll see you next week, right?
Okay, yes, guys, every Thursday.
All right, you got it. Thank you. Go to everybody, please go to www.mrskin.com.
Wonderful.
That's the web address. Thank you, Jim Skin.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
He's got it.
Like called him by his real first name.
Doesn't he always have some little lingo? I think he has his own dictionary.
Yeah.
This week it was smuggling raisins.
And Bunnage.
And Bunnage. For Burgerage, that was right. Also for Mr. Skin.
Oh, I forgot to ask him about Mulholland Drive. Okay. Maybe next time I'll talk to him.
He will be in Los Angeles with us next week.
Very good.
And at that time, he's going to go through our list of the top-rated women.
Wonderful.
We got to finish that list up sometime.
Yeah, better hurry. That, I forgot that involved Leah, too, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, too bad.
Oh, God.
And he's going to tell us where the girls on our list can be found naked in the movies.
Okay.
That's next week on the show.
Maybe we avoid that the first day. Maybe we get it done before we go out there.
I just want to tell everybody, you want to listen to the show. The first couple of days with Leah.
Because it'll be an interesting dynamic.
For those of you who enjoy the train wreck aspect of this show.
Things, controversy, tension, right. That dynamic, you're not going to be disappointed.
You know, I mean, like that one dickhead caller said, if you think I'm going to friggin' roll over and say, oh, you're a TV star, take over the show. No freaking way.
No.
I mean, she's going to have to sit through my discussion of Mother's Day on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have to sit through my discussion of going all the way out to California, what the pain in the ass it is to go out there just to see her because she couldn't come out here for the first week of shows. She's going to sit through all of that.
You're working yourself up already, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's ready. Then I'll have to explain how I got drunk on the plane.
And, whatever she has to say will be welcomed by us.
Right.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful.
It'll be interesting.
I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
And, just a chance to... I'm glad we're going out to L.A.
It's going to be a weird dynamic.
It's going to be very strange.
But listen, as I said, and I was just talking to during the commercial break with some douchebag from CBS, who said, really, was this really your idea? Is this a rating sweep? I said, rating sweep? We are always in the ratings.
We're always getting rated. We're doing this because we think it's going to be good for the show.
Arbitron has rated us, we get rated like 50 weeks a year. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a ratings sweep for a radio show. The fact is, I was asked, who is the funniest woman that you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Leah Remini.
Right.
And someone asked her, and they said yes.
She wanted to do it. We're thrilled.
She'll do it. So we'll see how it goes.
That's the spirit.
Not in my show. I bet it's. I surprise y'all that it ends up being fantastic.
I think it's going to be great.
It will be.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
But just wait until that first bump in the road. The first time is going to be a nasty bump. I guarantee that.
I don't think so. I think it's going to be seamless.
Don and Mike's
show. I think it's going to be seamless. I think she will be, if she's not a savvy performer.
That's right.
Hello?
A professional.
Yes, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Okay.
You know, I'm real excited about the Leah Remini thing. I think it's going to be fantastic, but I just got a bad feeling that she's going to leave after the first show after Mike attempts to rape her.
Oh, now stop that. What a horrible thing to say.
Who told you?
I have no desires for Leah in that regard.
Who told you that?
My God, you're horrible. You know, now people are going to hear that and then just say, that's nasty.
I looked out at Mike.
Shouldn't scare me off, Mike.
Hello.
Am I actually on the air?
Yeah, when I attempted to rape Buzz. Yeah.
You're on the air.
Buzz stayed.
Oh, my God. Mike. I didn't want to get on the air. I wanted to talk to Lisa privately.
Mike, let's be honest. Yeah. Buzz was asking for it.
Well, Buzz was asking for it. And let's be honest, when I do those kind of things, because of how you broke me in.
But I'm actually in favor of Leah, if that's any...
Welcome to Who Asked You.
Right, exactly. Listen, I wanted to get Kid Rock tickets for Friday night over here in New York.
Okay.
How do I put through you, my friends?
This guy just asking. I like when a guy's ballsy enough just to ask.
I don't know. What would you be willing to do?
Willing to do just about anything that doesn't involve homosexuality.
This is Glenn the janitor.
This is Glenn.
What's the difference? I'm a faithful listener.
Yeah, but you're trouble.
No, I'm nice. I've become quite nice.
You know, we got a lot going on. We should just keep Glenn far away from all this.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm in favor of Leah. Welcome to Who Gives a Damn.
Yeah, right. You got that right, Glenn. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, my friend.
I got a big question, man. Is there any possible way I'd be able to see Kid Rock tonight? I'm from South Jersey near Philly. Listen on YXP.
Yeah, I think we could get more tickets, but what would you do for him?
Man, I would do anything right now.
I mean, I gave that lady tickets just because she was nice.
She was very nice.
But I'm like, I'm not a homo. I'm not going to give you tickets just because you're nice.
Man, you haven't been particularly nice.
No.
Come on, guys. I've been listening to you since you started YST. I called, like, the first day. I've been listening ever since.
Oh, Christ. Okay, but listen, this is the last time. Nobody tell anybody that we're doing this for this guy, okay?
Yeah, we're being just nice to be nice.
Let's just keep this quiet.
It's not like us.
Hold on, please,
right,
okay?
Guys. You guys rock, and that's for Tim.
How about just one ticket?
That'll do.
You do with one ticket?
I don't go by myself. I don't care. I'd rather be able to bring my girlfriend. She's a huge fan.
No, I'll give you just one ticket.
Okay.
All right, you got it. Hold on, please.
Yeah, that makes you feel a little better.
Sure.
Yeah, like we're not breaking out of the mold here.
Just need just one ticket.
One ticket. Nothing one ticket. Better. Hey, I've gone to plenty of shows by myself.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
So did I.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay.
What's going on?
Did I say I went to see Chicago the other night by myself?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Did I mention that to you?
Yeah, what's up? I wanted to know if you guys are still going to have naked women on with Leah there.
Of course.
Every day we'll
have
one.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's going to be the same freaking show. You're just going to hear Leah Remini's voice occasionally.
Don.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to know why your show sucks?
Yeah, see, it's another one of the agenda guys that uses the Leah thing. See, that's the problem. People are using it as a little slice into the show.
Listen, all I know is if my show sucked so bad, I wouldn't have so many douchebags calling every single day.
Amen.
You know,
but you're happy to be back.
All you dumbass, douchebag, bottom feeders, mothers, whores, sea suckers, BM eaters.
Or as we like to call them, our people, our friends.
All you jerk-offs who listen and say this show sucks, you listen every day, you children of feces. Children of feces.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do like that one that you said, though.
Which one?
Got another BM eater on the phone.
Hello, Don. Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing, BM eater?
BM eater.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
There you go.
You're on the air.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Okay.
Hey, I didn't think Leo would do the show. I thought radio was only for ugly people.
Bada bing. That was funny.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Ah, yes. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just look. No, but you don't. Would you just let me? Let me get. You're not. Give me your.
Oh. Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show. A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people.
No problem today.
The Don and Mike Show.
No problem today, my friend.
Welcome back.
Don and Mike Show.
Should I talk to the guy?
Almost makes me wish I had cancer.
Oh, no. Now, what kind of thing is that? What the hell is wrong with you? What kind of statement is that?
Just trying to gild our audience a little bit.
My God.
Just trying to play the guilt card, Mike.
Hello, friend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
yeah, I just wanted to say how much I enjoy you guys. I listen to you when you're on WNEW, and I moved down South Jersey. I'm really happy you guys are on YSP now.
Oh, cool.
All right, thank you. Who asked you? I'm kidding.
Of course.
I'm delirious from my over-the-counter chloroseptic spray.
How are you feeling? Seriously, you feel your tummy okay?
Yes.
I'm just asking.
It's been fine for the last 3 days I've been taking this stuff.
Okay, all right, I'm just asking.
The only fun part, bring the penthouse girl in. I'll tell you the only fun part of this was on the day that I had the operation and the day after,
right,
when they gave me Vicodin.
Ah, a wonderful little tranquilizer.
That
right?
was fun. Yeah. However,
a little muscle relaxer.
The CMMD, it might as well have been.
Careful. He was very parsimonious in the distribution of.
How many pills did he give you total?
Hi, honey.
Wow.
Let me just say that when I went in to have the original procedure done,
right,
he gave me a small bottle that had 3 Vicodins.
Wow.
He said,
don't they have to be careful when they're prescribing that kind of thing?
He said, this will be enough to get you through tonight and through tomorrow morning. And then I went in the next day.
Not like the good old days where they give you like 20 or 30.
I went in the next day and he said, did you take your Vicodin? And I said, yes. And he said, he gave me a little bottle that had 2 more in it.
Right.
Oh, no. He said, here you go. And I said, what if it hurts? He said, use the spray.
Yeah. So he didn't want to give you a lot of Vicodin. He can get in trouble for that, especially when he's, working with celebrities. You have to be careful. It's addictive.
Because I thought...
Do you you have some?
Oh, yeah, a whole bottle.
Let me see.
Now, Buzz, how did you manage that? Because seriously, I'm thinking I'm
This is old.
I'm thinking I'm going to get like 30 or 40 of them.
This is 829-01.
Yeah, but they never wear
How long you held on to these?
As long as I possibly can.
Listen to that. He's got a whole thing of bike in
it. Buzz's bike.
Why, you take those to B96 with you?
As they get older, you have to take two.
All right. Joining us now.
I just took one out for the heck of it.
Trick or treat.
Show up. I'll only wait till I'm drinking, though. That's it.
Good idea.
That's
it.
Just $10 a pill.
Matthew Perry.
Now. Joining us now in the studio is Penthouse Pet. Now, she is the girl in the middle this month.
Yes.
Victoria, I don't know how to say your last name, honey.
Zrock.
Zdrock.
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 So it looks just like it sounds. Z-D-R-O-K.
That's it.
Is that a Polish name?
Ukrainian.
Oh. So you're not Polak.
No. Okay. We're very territorial, you know.
Zdrock.
That's it.
Now, you are in the middle. You're the pet of the month.
Yes, I'm the cover girl in the centerfold.
In the new penthouse.
Are you vying for pet of the year also? Are you in the running for that?
No, not this year.
Not this year, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Now, I want to tell you why. I want to tell you what I like about you.
Okay.
First, you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Obviously. You're beautiful. And I appreciate the fact that unlike many of the women in this magazine, you're not going number one. Have you noticed that a lot of girls in Penthouse go number
one? Well, they seem to have toned that down a little bit. When you did your photo shoot, were you asked to go number one?
No, not at all.
I always wonder how that happens, how that develops in the magazine where, you know, like a girl's just getting her picture taken, and then she says, "Can I have a bathroom break?" And the photographer says, "Hey, no need. No need. We'll just keep shooting."
Were you asked to go number two?
Oh, no.
No, you were not.
No, mine was relatively tame.
Good. Okay. Now you're,
well, it depends on how you define tame.
I mean, look at this. You got, what
current
is this?
Standards.
What is this you have strapped to your genitals? This, What the hell is that thing?
That is a glass, looks like a glass dildo of some kind.
Is that what
it's
that
an
is?
Artistic object, you guys.
Is it an artistic object? Is it a...
Yes, sure.
It's
art.
Is this object, this object right here, is that actually a non-sexual device, or...
Well, it depends how you look at it. I think anything can be a sexual device if you...
Well, the more I look at this thing, this is a sexual device.
It's kind of more...
I mean, this is not sculpture that you put on your...
Representation.
Wow.
Sure. You could use it as a sculpture. To make your award.
Buzz, you could use it as a bong.
Oh, wait a minute, Don. Look closely. Look it on the other page.
Which page?
I mean, this is just my opinion, but I think that the little black marks on that glass thing are supposed to be like...
They're supposed to be veins.
Yes, guys. Thank you. Wow. Thank you for saying it before I did. And it's made out of glass, is that right?
It's glass. It's very heavy.
Right.
Wow. Here she is sucking on it.
It could be used for self-defense as well.
Wow. And how tall are you? You seem rather tall.
Yes, I'm like 5'9".
5'9", yes.
How are you discovered?
Well, I worked with various photographers, and this particular one submitted me to Penthouse.
Now, you have. I think that this is good and bad for you. First, it's great that you're on the cover of Penthouse. It's also good for you that you're in an issue that a lot of people are going to buy because of this Anna, I'd eat the corn out of her kova stuff. This is not Anna Kournikova, right?
Well, it's really difficult to tell. It could be. I mean, she kind of looks generic there.
Oh, it could be.
Before we're expecting to get truthful answers out of Victoria, I should point out that she is an attorney.
Yeah.
Yes. You've passed the bar. You are eligible to practice law in New York and New Jersey.
Yes,
is that right?
I'm a member of New York and New Jersey bar.
So, I mean, consider the answers you get here. You're dealing with an attorney now.
I know that you...
It's your job.
You have certainly nothing to do with the publication of the magazine, and your photos are beautiful, but really...
Yeah, I just looked at that photo shoot. That is not Anna Kournikova.
Right? I mean, take a look. Do you think it looks like Anna Kournikova?
I think it looks like a younger version of Anna Kournikova, like with a little darker hair.
Now, what's the latest? Has Penthouse come out and said, you know, we're sorry, it's really not? They've
apologized. Yeah.
So they've already admitted it's not her. Yes. Are you asked to spin this at all on your little celebrity pro tour here? Or?
You know, I don't know much about it except that I think they admitted it was an honest mistake.
Right.
The photographer misrepresented the pictures to be Anna Kournikova.
I don't read Penthouse a lot. Since when did they show...
you mean like real sex?
Like girls sucking guys' D's.
They've done that for a long time.
For a while.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
How come you're not doing that?
I do it in private, just not on film.
Okay. Very good answer. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
You have a boyfriend?
I have a significant other.
You have a significant other. You don't like the term boyfriend? That's
well,
too much
for you? Well, he's more than a boyfriend and less than a husband.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Are you ready for an All-American call? This guy claims he's Ed from South Jersey, and he claims he is about to be shipped out to Afghanistan.
Really?
Hello, Ed.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
He could just be some horny guy trying to cut to the front of the line to talk to you.
So Ed just wants to talk to Victoria?
Oh, yeah, she's hot. I've seen pictures of her before. Yeah.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good. I don't want a body issue as soon as I get a chance to stand. And you guys suck. Obi and Anthony rule. It'll be Howard Stern. Stern rules.
You know, it's amazing.
You
know,
have an agenda there.
Well, no, we have lots of callers with agendas today. Yeah. There seems to be a low pressure system that is surrounding most of the East Coast.
What is it?
Have you met John? That's John Constantino over there.
He's a good boy.
The number you are trying to call is unavailable or private and cannot be reached by this method.
We've been having a little difficulty today.
We've got lots of dumbasses calling us today.
Troublemakers.
Lots of jackasses. I hope that guy does have to go to Afghanistan. I hope he gets killed. and I hope he gets raped by the Al-Qaeda. 16 in his butt.
We really thought that was a guy that was going to be shipped off to Afghanistan.
Yes, we did.
We do. Oh, so, he started out nice by complimenting my issue.
Right.
My issue of Penthouse, and then it all degenerated, right?
Yes.
So are you naturally blonde?
Well, I'm like a dark, dirty blonde, naturally.
Really?
A dirty blonde.
I have to highlight my hair, though, to get it this light.
Can I ask your measurements?
Sure. Why didn't you
what
guess?
Are they?
let me see. Can I? All right. I would say you are... Well, I won't give the full bra size, but you are 38?
Close.
36.
What about letters?
Double D.
D. Very good. See, you know your sizes. Wow.
Thank you, Mike.
I feel somehow inadequate. I've been spending a lot of time going to Broadway shows, but
theater is your life.
I'm not able to identify the breast size.
Wow. 36D. And your hair is curly in some. The hair on your head is curly in some of the pictures. It's straight in others.
Right.
It's straight today. How do you normally wear it? Oh, and you know your hair down there.
Incidentally,
that's nearly perfect.
That's the perfect.
Right there, you see
trimming
that?
Of the garden.
You got a nice triangle.
Nice triangle. Usually, actually, I trim it as a V. But right. The photographer didn't like it, so he made me fill it in to make it a triangle. Yes, it stands for.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
See, it's a new trend.
I mean, do you actually like trim it like right down into like a letter V?
Perfect little V.
Oh,
yes.
That must require a tremendous amount of effort, I would imagine.
No, not really. Once you get it down, it's
really.
Yeah, should try doing R.
Yeah. For Rob, yeah,
really, you know, really.
Rob trims his in a letter.
It's a new trend.
If you look at the picture where she's sitting on the,
you can see the V,
the original V, which is darker.
Now,
take a look, Rob. You see the original V?
Yeah, I see that, and then you see like the. So did you have to go back and grow it out, or did they actually put like fake hair there?
Actually, I grew it out a little bit, and
right.
Then they filled it in with a pencil.
Eyebrow,
really?
Yeah.
What do you hope to happen next? Now that you are the Penthouse Pent of the Month.
Well, first of all, I have lots of publicity for my website, and it's www.planetvictoria.com.
Where they can see other photos of you?
About 6,000 other photos.
6,000 photos.
Yeah. Well, not just me.
Any moving images on your website?
Yeah, it has video files. Actually, do live chats.
Live chats?
Mm-hmm. And they can actually, my members can watch me work out in the nude from my house.
Wow.
And take showers.
What do you mean, live?
Baby.
Yeah, live. It's
like
live.
You have one of those webcams in your house?
I have it in my gym at my house.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And in my shower.
Wow, and you work out in the nude?
Yes, I work out in the nudes. You can tune in and get your abs in shape.
So what's your kind of workout? What do you do? What are your exercises?
It's actually a real workout. Like I have a bra on because you know you can't you oh, have to boo. Have a bra on. But other than that, I'm nude. I get on the treadmill and
so you're bottomless on the treadmill.
Yes, I'm bottomless on the treadmill.
That's
pretty funny. I do weights and all the regular stuff, stretching, yoga. So you can watch me work out and then I go and take a shower.
Wow, you do a lot of yoga.
Some of it.
Really? Huh.
How long do your showers last?
Oh, like 15, 20 minutes. I'm quick. So, yeah.
So this is like, if they want to catch you doing your workout, what would be the time, the best time
usually,
to log in? Or do they
post,
replay it all day or what?
No, I post the times.
Oh, you like, post the times?
Yeah. It's post.
What's your normal shower time?
It really varies because, you know, I'm really busy as a mom.
Not that any of us would be logging on or anything like that.
Not that we haven't logged on already, Mike.
Have we logged on? Buzz, are you logging on?
Not yet.
Do your job, Buzz.
We did over here, Mike.
All right.
Well, actually, what you can do, you can...
do you bring a friend into the shower, too?
No, usually it's just... Well, this is...
Is that you cupping that other woman's breast?
Yes, right. Yes. That's another very famous.
Are you bisexual?
You could say that.
You could say that, yeah. Do you prefer women or men?
I prefer men.
Mm-hmm.
But I like women as well. I have lots of girl photos on my website.
Do you consider the anus to be an exit or an entrance?
The what?
The honest. Well, you know what? Hold on. That's going to be one of the questions of the sex quiz.
Right. Yes, that's absolutely true. That's right.
Never mind.
Now, Lisa, you're digging on that website.
Would you make love to...
you are. Don't flip me off. You are.
Victoria.
Yeah.
You're the producer of the show, right?
Would you consider making love to Lisa?
Sure, why not?
Wow.
What do you find most appealing about our Lisa?
She's got a great smile, great personality. She's very sweet. She's very pretty.
Turn around, please.
You guys are
terrible. Turn around for her. Hey.
Right.
What do you think of our ass?
I got a great ass.
Very nice ass.
Very nice.
What kind of law do you practice? Oh, you don't practice law, but
no,
if you were, what kind of law would you practice?
I'd probably do international business transactions.
And you went to Villanova?
Yes.
A good Catholic school?
Yes.
Wow.
That was a scandal.
Victoria, don't just look at it.
Eat it.
Never mind.
Oh, so have you scheduled your shower time for tomorrow?
Well, this week I'm really busy. Actually, this whole month I'm really busy because I'm doing lots of promotions for my issue. But just log in. It's planetvictoria.com.
So do you like, when you say you're busy, does that mean you'll be traveling a lot?
Yeah,
or
I'll be traveling a lot.
So you won't be at the house with the shower cam?
But normally, once my publicity tour is done, I'll be at the house tomorrow.
I know that if you were on the road, you know, Rob would be happy to go over there and take his morning shower at your place.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if you needed somebody like that.
I might lose all my members, you
wouldn't
know.
Would that be?
Imagine that.
Would that be the greatest practical joke in the world, though? You put on your website, your website that you're going to shower at like 9:30 in the morning, and then Rob gets over there, and Rob just, all of a sudden you see Rob's giant head.
No, one would be, it would be a close-up of blonde hair, and then they'd slowly zoom out. To reveal me in a wig.
Your big hairy shoulders.
Hello, man.
Rob soaping up.
All right, listen, Victoria.
Schedule.
Victoria.
That would be very traumatic. I would never subject my members to this.
It would be funny.
Victoria is in the new penthouse, the one with the Anna. I'd eat the corn out of her coto.
Did you issue?
Right. Fake one. She's in the middle. She's a beautiful woman. And your website, again, is
planetvictoria.com.
And now you're going to take the sex quiz.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, beautiful. It's a quiz that's been taken by everybody on the show and by everybody who comes in as a guest on the show.
Is there a perfect score to this? Or?
There's a high score for both, you know, being a very sexual person and a high score for being a very virginal person.
Oh, okay.
But you should know that each of us has taken this, and your score simply represents you and you. And your values and your lifestyle.
Okay.
First question. Victoria, have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed a group sex?
Yes.
Have you ever had sex while you were menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
Yes.
Sorry. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
So far, all yeses. Very good.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Pleasured yourself, you know.
Yes.
Probably goes without
going
saying.
Well.
Yeah, I do it on my chats every week.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Really?
You do it where?
During my chats.
Live chats?
Live chats.
So when you're talking to people online, you're down there doing that?
Yeah, I will type for a while, and then I'll play argue with myself for a while.
Wow.
Huh. All right.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Now, this one we know. Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Well, naturally, yes.
Naturally.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
Well, I think I want to plead the fifth on that one.
That's a yes. I would think so.
You know, you just ruined it for me.
He has a thing about that.
Well, you got to try everything at least once in life.
There you go. Don, did you hear what she had to say?
You don't have to like
Victoria,
it.
Let me just explain something to you.
Words of wisdom from Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Let me just explain it to you as easily as I can. What'd you have for breakfast today?
I had a giant omelet, some pancakes,
wow.
And a big fruit plate.
All right, here's how it works. You eat that food,
right?
And the acid in your stomach, it breaks the food down.
You're a doctor.
And then later today, or maybe tomorrow, depending on your system, you're going to have a BM. And that BM is going to be...
For next Thursday, if it's Buzz's system.
It's going to be
just a joke. I'm
made
sorry.
Up of the food that you've eaten.
Okay.
So keeping in mind that that's where food comes out, that's a bad place.
It's something, it's actually a bonus. Usually it's a very rare bonus for my significant other. It's a very special thing.
So your significant other enjoys that activity?
Well, every once in a great while, just mm-hmm. as a change, you know, you have to. But it's not something, honestly, it's not something I do a lot. It's not.
Good girl. That's a good girl.
Don's opinion is no record. You know, they don't actually reflect the
opinion. But how would you
show.
Know if you like or dislike something unless you've tried it?
Exactly. Do you have an answer? Do you have an answer to that?
Yes, I do. Because... I myself this morning saw what food came out. I'm one of those guys that you
but
know.
That's you.
Well, Mike, I believe we're all.
Why do you examine what comes out? Usually, I just.
I thought you didn't look.
Sometimes you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't avoid it.
You've got a beautiful penthouse set in here. All of a sudden, we're talking about
fascination with bowel movements.
Yes. Yeah. Now here we go. Now we're on to something here.
That's where food comes out. That's all. It shouldn't be an entry.
Do you think that Don's fascination with this is a little over the top?
Yeah. I wonder what you might reflect certain maybe anal fixation or repression.
Yeah. Right, counselor. All right. Let's get back to the quiz.
You know, she and I share that opinion. You know, that you just seem always very fascinated for someone who hates it, allegedly, that you do seem tremendously, that whenever we do the sex quiz, there's always, we always linger
that is
on that anal question.
No offense, that is how I judge someone's morality.
and rightly so.
All right. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Question number 10.
Thanks for bailing on me, Buzz.
I didn't. Victoria, do you swallow?
Did I?
Seldom. From time to time.
It's a gravity, yes.
Have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And the final question, rounded off to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to be?
Oh, God, that's a toughie.
Take your time.
What are the numbers again?
Within the nearest 10, 50, 100.
We had a wrestler on the show one
or
time.
Or 1,000.
Diamond Dallas Page, whose answer was 5,000, I believe it was. Right?
Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue was about...
100?
No, he was way up there.
Was he like 300? Or?
Yeah, three, maybe 500.
Right. And then we've had, you know, people that have said 8 or 9. Or
11.
Or 2.
Between 50 and 100 somewhere.
50 and 100.
All right,
100 very lucky men.
Yeah. Buzz, how did Victoria do?
Victoria, as close to a perfect score as we've ever had, out of 13 questions, 12 yes answers, and 100 partners.
Wow!
Penthouse Pet of the Month, Victoria.
Fantastic. How about that? Well, thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you,
You
guys.
Are certainly beautiful. Everybody pick up Penthouse. Go to the website. Watch her shower. Watch her exercise nude.
The June
Get
issue.
Shape.
When's the next shower for those of our listeners that...
I don't know. Sometime next week, probably.
Sometime next week you'll be in the shower?
I mean, I'll be taking showers. I didn't have a chance to schedule them.
It's not on the web,
really
right?
Busy.
But you don't bring, like, a camera like when you're in a hotel, right? You don't do that?
No, that would be very complicated.
Yeah, plug it in, right?
All right, well, thank you for coming by.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Victoria.
You got to leave now, Victoria.
Thank you. Victoria Zdrock.
She is
Zdrock.
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 Very hot, very cute girl.
Wonderful.
No, really, you have to leave now. Because now we talk about you.
Yes, that's how we do it, because then we talk about you after you leave. And we talk about.
I'm really comfortable here.
Oh, you're comfortable?
Well, let's wait and see how the thing with Leo works out.
This is true, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing? Don, Mike.
Yeah,
we're right here.
Victoria, really, you have to leave. Really, you have to leave. This is how we do it.
We're not really kicking you out. It's just that we enjoyed it. We had a wonderful time.
And your segment is over.
Wow. Good. It's always hard to say goodbye.
Hello. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I listen to the show all the time. I've been wanting to call, but this is the first time I really had to call. A couple things. First, with this anal thing, Don, you got to relax, man. You got to loosen up. That's like the best part of the video, number one, the anal thing.
What video?
What video? Well,
any porn over here that you get.
Oh, all right.
The anal, I mean, come on.
No, wait a minute.
You know, hold on.
I disagree that is, as a matter of fact, as much as I give Don a hard time about the old anal issue, I have never experienced that, and I don't think it is the best part of the video. Not by a long shot.
That's my opinion. But what about during war and everything? That doesn't get you going crazy?
No.
No, but you should really try. Just like
it's that. Where she uses toilet paper.
Well, you got to make sure that everything's good. Everything's
no, but you know what I'm saying.
It's decent.
You scrub it up.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I would say that of all the times I've seen that part of the body. In the films that I've seen, I've never seen any evidence of what frightens you.
Let me see how clean she is.
Well, I think you'll
find. Do they have any shots of her dookie?
Let's see.
Certainly show everything else.
It's all about hygiene.
I don't know. I don't see her dookie. Well, no. Yeah,
there you go. There you go.
There it is right there.
Are you looking at the same picture I am?
That one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
Look all right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
Mike, it's.
I know it is, but it's clean. It's decent.
Come on, look at right here. If I just do a little drawing right here, look at this.
You're not going to try to tell me that there's any evidence of anything there.
No, but look.
Well, you wouldn't be doing that.
Look, we could be there.
There is now with his piece of his pen.
We could be coming out there.
Oh, I hope it wouldn't be purple.
I don't have a brown Sharpie. Oh,
okay. If it's purple, get ye to an emergency
That's
room.
That's right. Excuse yourself.
Whatever. Okay. Good guest. Thank you, Victoria, for coming in.
She was very nice.
We have to take a break. Oh, if you want to desperately want to give away this money today with a celebrity burn. Desperately want to give it away.
Now, your last hint
was, I thought, a very generous hint.
And I thought I had it, and then you told me I didn't.
You're very close.
Very close.
877-365-3636.
Oh.
New York, 877-692-1027.
Got it.
D.C., 202-432-1067. Let me see who's writing down.
I got it. Now I know I have it.
I swear on my son's life, you're wrong. Jeez. You're close.
Yeah.
You're close. Call 100 right now. Get a shot of the money. Good luck. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
The Don and Mike Show. Ladies, show some pink to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I forgot to tell you, yesterday I was only allowed to speak in very little brief snippets,
little bursts.
Right. So when Robin, Lisa, and I were out shopping for gifts, at one point my cell phone rang, and the only way I communicated with my wife is when I would pick up the phone, I'd go... Yeah. I would whistle.
I didn't even know you could whistle before this happened.
I didn't know that you were doing that type of communication.
So. Well, that's my way of saying hello.
Right, right.
And, go. And then she would say, hi, baby, where are you at? Now, at this point, I couldn't answer the question, So I gave the phone to her up.
Yeah. Right.
You keep your cell phone at about the same volume as you do your headphones. So you were wow. able to follow the conversation even though I was talking.
So Frida says, I give the phone to Rob, and he goes, "Hi, it's Rob." And then I and everybody else in the card store hear my wife say to Rob,
she says, "Hi, Rob, I just wanted to say hi, see if things were good. You know, Grandma and I went to the club today." And it was at this point that Don just threw his hands up and walked away.
It was like...
He walked away from the conversation.
Why? You know, because I could hear it clear as a bell. Why? I put Rob on the phone with her just to say, we're at a card shop.
Right, right.
And instead of just saying, okay, thank you, she immediately starts telling Rob
right.
every minute detail.
And you bailed on me.
Of everything that's happened.
So you went to another part of the card store.
I walked away. And left Rob on the phone with my wife.
And how long was the conversation after Don left, Rob?
A full minute, I guess.
A full minute, right.
But, you know, it was pleasant. Sure. It was nice.
And a full minute of you listening.
Yeah. And then I said, and best. And good day.
We're going to have our Crazy Mom contest tomorrow. You know, we've run out of time. We've had too much show today.
A lot of guests, a lot of people on the show today.
And we have a mystery guest coming up here. You guys have a chance to win $100 with the mystery guest.
Excellent.
We made the announcement that Leah Remini will be joining the show on a pretty much regular basis starting Monday.
Wow. We will be live from Los Angeles.
Yeah, she'll be sitting in the third chair. TV's Leah Remini.
It'll be a special chair, too.
She'll just be a normal broad on the show.
Absolutely.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
Yes, and occasionally she'll have to be put in her place.
I hope that's not necessary.
Yeah. I believe it will have to be, it is going to be inevitable that it has to happen.
Time and time again?
This is true.
So...
Yeah, I don't think time and time again, Rob.
I hope not.
I think maybe one time.
I think
and then either she'll quit.
Right.
No, she'll be fine.
Sure. She'll be A-okay. Everything will be fine.
She'll be fine.
Solid foundation.
You know what? We don't want to overthink it.
I'm looking forward to the meeting Sunday night.
It's one of those meetings, once again, where I say thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for taking the bullet.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Who is this, my friend?
Oh, this is Randy.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore.
All right, beautiful. Hold on. You've got the 1-800-FLOWERS $75 gift certificate. 1-800-FLOWERS. Don't forget, Mamo's Day is Sunday, May 12th.
Mamo.
Send your Mamo flowers, okay?
Okay.
Now, you're going to play for $500.
I'm ready.
Because I'm going to give you an even bigger clue than I gave you last time.
Buzz and I have been guessing furiously. We still don't have it, even though the clues are getting better and better. We've tried.
The clue this time is hair. Hair.
Now, don't hurt your voice.
I'm not going to hurt my voice, Mike. Not much. See, here we go.
More spray.
Hair. I just wanted to say it with intensity.
Okay. All right. No problem.
That's your clue. We'll play you the burp now. Please don't identify until Mike sings like...
A concerned Robert Goulet.
Listen, what do you think I'm going to... I think I'm going to OD on this over-the-counter.
No, not worried about that as much as...
Hey, good luck. Oops. Hold on. Good luck.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. And they give you other clues. Sexual, 100% woman. Lisa would have sex with her. I've danced with her. Hair.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
Right. Whom is that burper? Hello?
Yes. Oh, you didn't play the burp.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I just did. Here it is again.
Yeah, you were talking also when he played it that time.
All right, here it is one more time. Just for you. Here you go. Who is that?
I'm going to go with Ann Margaret.
Ann Margaret. Well.
Oh, we're sorry.
All right, thank you. Hold on. And don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
Yeah. A clue for you.
Hair.
Robbie, get the mystery guest on the phone.
Hair.
Here's the deal with you guys. Now I'm going to tell both Mike and Buzz who the mystery guest is. Okay?
Okay.
You see this? I bet you don't know who he is anyway. Do you, Mike?
No.
Buzz, do you know who he is?
Nor do I, no.
Okay.
The guy in the middle?
Yeah, it's the guy in the middle. I know you know who that is.
Yeah, and I know the guy on the right.
You know both those guys. Well, this guy is... Quiet.
Rob.
Big mouth.
Sorry.
Quiet already.
Yeah, you're just asking for the guy that you just said his name way out loud. So, here's the deal. You guys calling in,
right.
We're going to give you 20 questions.
20 questions to ask this mystery guest.
And if you get it right, you win $100. The guy doesn't
now,
know
is he being it's being explained to him or her right now?
Yeah, because he thought he was just coming on to punch his book out.
Right. Can I see that cover of the book again? All right.
There you go. All right, now, I'm not going to ask him to disguise his voice. Let's say hello to the mystery guest. Hello, mystery guest.
Hello.
Okay, 20 questions, and here we go.
All right, we're going to, now, one caller will get 20 questions?
One caller gets one question.
One question,
and then
okay.
One guess. We are not using the machine to disguise our mystery guest voice today.
So you have a better chance now to figure out who our mystery guest is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You want to ask the mystery guest a question?
Caller?
Hello?
Yeah. Caller, ask the mystery guest a question, please.
Me?
Yes.
Yes, you. Come on.
Hi, buddy. Are you a man or a woman? I'm sorry, are you a man? Yes.
The answer is yes.
Would you like to guess?
Batman.
Who?
Batman.
God. Hey, we started out with a genii.
Serious callers only, please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Who's this?
Nick.
Nick, go ahead. Ask the mystery guest a question.
Is he a sports figure?
Mystery guest?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Would you like to guess?
Boomer Esiason.
It is not
Esiason.
And Boomer would be thrilled that that you think he's somewhat of a sports fan.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hello, Todd.
Hi, who's this?
This is Omar from Bayside.
All right, Omar, go ahead. Ask the mystery guest a question.
I don't know who he is, so what can I ask?
Well, that's the whole idea. Ask him a generic question.
Okay, do you play any music? Are you in any band?
No.
No, all right.
Who do you think it is?
The singer from Creed?
The singer from Creed.
Are you the singer from Creed?
That would be good after he said he doesn't play music.
Right. No, it's not the singer from
Creed. I am not the singer from Creed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm really surprised with this guy's distinctive voice that someone's not figured it out already.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. Sorry, Mr. Guest. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Yeah, it's your Dewey Sign Guy here.
Dewey Sign Guy. Okay, go ahead. Ask the mystery guest a question.
Yeah, have you ever hosted a game show?
No, I haven't.
I thought it was the Pressure Luck Guy.
The Pressure Luck Guy?
Peter Tamarkin. We go to our sixth caller.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Aaron.
Aaron, ask your question.
Are you a sports broadcaster?
Yes.
Janan?
Nope. Jim Nance?
That is the guest. No, we move on to caller number 7, but I hope all the other callers are paying attention.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Andrew.
Go ahead, ask him a question.
Are you a broadcaster in football?
Used to be.
Are you old?
You can only ask
one question.
Who do you think it is?
Hey, but thanks for the screw you, and that still counts as we move on to number 8.
Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Back into your friend.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, go ahead. Ask the mystery guest question.
Are you O.J. Simpson?
Not quite.
Mm-hmm. We move on to caller number 9.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Edward.
Okay, Ed, go ahead. Ask the mystery guest a question.
Okay, my question is, where's your crap detector now, see?
We've got to, you know, play our game.
Come on, Burper, I'll let you ask him a serious question.
Okay, since I know nothing about football, is this Arnold Palmer? You're close, but no.
We move on to dumbass number 10.
Goodbye, Burper guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Paul.
All right, ask the mystery guest a question.
Has he been in movie-related sports? Or sport-related movies, sorry.
Have you been in sport-related movies?
Sort of. Damn it, that doesn't answer my question.
I'd say yes. Yes, the answer to that is yes.
All right, we can. You can have a guess now.
The voice sounds like Corbin...
Corbin Burnson?
Yeah.
Are you Corbin Burnson? No.
Negative.
And we move on to number 11 now.
It is not Corbin Burnson. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex, where are you from?
Flushing.
All right, ask him a question.
Are you in the wrestling business?
Yes.
Who? Are you Jim Ross?
I am indeed.
Hey, fantastic. Winner.
All right.
Winner.
It's Jim Ross.
Who doesn't know Jim Ross? When you watch WWF, he's the announcer.
That's right.
For all the big
WWF. Voice of the WWF.
All the big WWF matches.
Way to go, caller.
Oh, now listen, you win $100, my friend.
All right, cool.
And where are you calling from?
Flushing, New York.
Beautiful, on WNEW. Hold on just a second.
All right.
Mike, how many did it take?
12, Don. Only 12 rounds to get somebody with the correct guess. That was Jim Ross.
That was J.R. Ross.
J.R., that's right.
J.R. Hey, J.R., what's up? Hello? J.R.?
Did we lose
J.R.?
Ah, hi, J.R.
Hey, guys.
Hey, thank you for playing our game.
You're welcome.
Now, I know you want to get a plug-in for your book, and I'd be glad to do that. Can you tell me very briefly why WWF has changed their name to WWE and why the slogan is now Get the F Out?
Well, the World Wildlife Fund, which is based in Switzerland, I think, had a problem with us, in their view, confusing the marketplace. They thought that people were going to confuse the World Wildlife Fund and the World Wrestling Federation. They're represented by a panda, and we're represented by a variety of other animals. And in any event, a judge in England agreed with them. As a result of the court case, we needed to change our name, and so we got the F out and became World Wrestling Entertainment.
So it's WWE. How soon will we see that change? Will that be on...
started Monday.
Wow.
So it was this week. It started Monday of this week, so we're in about the third day of it. So it's still, going to cause some adjustments. And
I would imagine it's a little expensive, too, huh?
Oh, God, yeah. It's, we got to be north of seven figures into taking care of... the name change with a variety of issues that from everything as mundane as letterhead and business cards all the way up.
What?
Hey, that's what The Rock does.
No,
that's
Stone
what
Cold.
Stone Cold does.
Stone Cold.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
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 There you go.
What?
How do you, hey, JR, how do you weigh in on that thing with Stone Cold and all those people yelling what? Do you ever get tired of that?
I like audience participation. People come to our events to have a good time and to raise a little bit of hell and they like to express themselves. We're big believers in the First Amendment rights, freedom of expression or freedom of speech and all that good stuff.
So tonight on SmackDown, will it be WWE?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, sir.
What? What?
WWE. A logo change in the future?
Logo's been changed. New logo will be on TV tonight as well. So it's dawning of a new era for us. But for some of us, it's still just business as usual.
Well, listen, I love you on I'm so used to saying WWF. Love
WWE.
I love you on WWE. To me, you are the John Madden of wrestling.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope I'm around as long as John. And maybe someday my income level will be in the same neighborhood.
All right, now here's a softball question for you, JR.
Okay.
Do you enjoy baking?
No, but I like pie.
Well, you like pie. Who doesn't like pie?
I only ask because, as you can see, the book that JR is here to hawk today is
a cookbook.
Can you take the heat? The WWF, it would now be WWE, is cooking.
You're going to have to go back and change the covers of your book to have WWE on there?
I don't think so. I think we're going to let that roll, so I guess someday it'll be a collector's item.
And this has...
wink, wink.
It has Dwayne, The Rock.
Right.
And right there, Stone Cold
Steve Austin
on the cover. And it has actual recipes that the your favorite wrestlers have put in this book. Right?
Indeed it does. It also has a lot of recipes from my late mother that, God bless her soul, that passed along to me and my wife. So it was a real labor of love in that regard. I had a lot of fun doing it. And whether people buy it or not, they're near the local bookstore. Look at it. Take it off the shelf. Thumb through it. If you like it, buy it. If you don't, thanks for looking.
Okay.
That's great. What's your favorite recipe in the book?
Probably the mashed potatoes and meatloaf.
Ooh.
I'm a little bit, I enjoy eating. I'm probably not going to live to be an old man because I like red meat and
join the
gravy
club.
And stuff like that. You know, to hell with it. I got today. I don't know. No guarantees for tomorrow. So moderation, my boy, as my mother said, moderation.
Moderation in all things, including moderation.
And is this your wife on the back cover?
No, it's Stone Cold's wife.
Uh-oh.
You notice they caught me looking not at her eyes.
Yeah, POA. Nice POA.
Yes, she is.
And what about your barbecue sauce? Do you have barbecue sauce?
I have some barbecue sauce that we sell over the internet. But next year I'm writing another book for Simon & Schuster on barbecuing and grilling, and we're going to launch our various flavors of barbecue sauce next spring.
JR, would you mind taking our sex quiz?
I don't mind a bit.
Beautiful.
I don't have a clue what it is, but...
We just had a pet of the month that was in here, and she took it. And, you know, all of our guests on the show take the sex quiz, including all the people that are in here right now, right?
We take it, and all the celebrities take it. And you would be the... As a matter of fact, I think Diamond Dallas Page took it.
Right. Diamond Dallas Page took the sex quiz and also was one of the...
Mick Foley has taken it.
One of the record holders on the sex quiz is Diamond Dallas Page.
Here we go now. Here is the announcer for WWF, now WWE, J.R. Ross. Here we go. And it's 13 rather simple questions. J.R., have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Yes.
Yes, and Lita also took this. We had Lita on the show.
Right.
Have you ever had sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
Absolutely.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
Oh, hell no.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
That'd be yes.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No, that's still on my list.
Good answer.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others? Got your jerk. Oh, my God. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Not to my knowledge.
Good.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
Yes.
Have you J-O'd today?
No.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
In a car or with a car?
In a car, sir.
In a car, absolutely.
Two more questions. Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And finally, to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to be?
I would say maybe a little bit north of 100.
Jesus. Wow, I'm really surprised.
Hell, I'm 50 years old, guys. My God, I grew up to the 60s, and
way to go.
A lot of that sex I don't remember.
Good job. We are pleased. Buzz, his results are incredible.
Buzz, how did JR do?
A very nice score for JR. 8 yes answers out of 12 questions, and over 100 partners.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. I feel very proud and honored today to be a part of this quiz. I hope that these results never make it back to my two daughters in Oklahoma.
There you go. J.R. Ross, you love him on the WWF, now the WWE, and the book is called Can You Take the Heat?
Looks like a good cookbook.
WWF is cooking. Thanks for being on the show, J.R.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I was, I was basing everything on the cover of that book, and his answers surprised me, man.
We went from a... best girls ever taken the quiz to this guy.
To like the Winston Churchill of wrestling.
You really cannot judge a book by its cover.
Now, does he have hair?
All over
somewhere.
Because he's wearing a cowboy hat in there, and I hear him more than I see him.
He has some hair. He has some hair.
Some hair?
He's very similar to you and I.
You forget
in more ways than one.
Entire year.
Man, show business.
Go on now. I'm going to put us in the bad spot. I'm going to put it in a bad spot with you right now. In my car.
All right, we will.
For the 103rd time.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I hope I've done justice in presenting what I think is rewarding about emergency medicine. Now, with the time we have left, anybody have any questions?
Do people really come into the ER with foreign objects stuck in their rectums?
I don't think that's the kind of information people are here for.
I wouldn't mind hearing.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes it happens.
What's the weirdest thing you ever took out of somebody's rectum?
Bowling trophy. The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027.
Right.
They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
The home of Mr. Joe Artinger. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll give away $1,500
wow.
for the craziest mother. Plus, tomorrow, we're going to have the latest losers from the Amazing Race on the show.
Fantastic.
Brand new low budget Jeff RD.
Right.
Robbie, you and I got to get together about the Newsmaker of the Week.
Yeah, we'll book him.
That'll be all of that tomorrow as we get set to go to Los Angeles Monday to try Lee out in the third seat.
Oh, it's a done deal. It's not a tryout.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? You're right, it is.
It's a done deal.
Done deal.
Not
Hello?
A tryout.
Hello?
Don, Mike?
Yes, we are.
He answered that question about homosexuality a little slow, didn't he?
JR, yes, he did.
But then who asked me, right? My name's Andy, by the way.
But, you know, I think there are moments on anybody who watches the WWE would note that there are occasional moments of real homosexuality on the WWE. Yeah. I've noticed.
Think about the Sting Face.
Yeah, Sting Face, big time. There's one I saw, a tag team match where the guys came out in, like, briefs.
Hello.
And they were both, like marching around and dancing in their briefs.
In their underpants.
That was gross.
I've seen that.
You know, there are all these guys that really look like they, you know, they probably, I wouldn't want to get a Sting Face from any one of them.
They have gay characters.
Do they?
I mean, in their sketches and stuff.
In their sketches.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey.
This is Dave in Philly.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I've been a faithful listener to you guys since you guys came on TV or radio in Philly.
Thank you.
And didn't like you guys at first, but your screener was kind of afraid I was going to do a hate call here. But I should call to let you guys know I have a huge sign on the back of my truck. Remember when you guys came to Philly, you said you were kind of upset how the guys before you and after you on YSP rocked, but you guys didn't.
Right.
Well, I got a huge 3x5 sign, 3 foot by 5 foot, that says Don and Mike Rock, 94 YSP.
Thank you, my friend.
Well, we appreciate that.
Guys,
that's good.
A great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I was wondering if I could win some for being such a faithful listener and trying to spread the good word.
Win something.
Well, you know, it takes away all your credibility as a fan when you did the whole thing.
I'm a fan, but you give... Right, these losers that don't care about yourself.
You know, I think we ought to give this guy something if he comes by when we're the next time we're in Philadelphia and he shows us the truck.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah. All right, then we'll give you a prize.
One,
great.
All right, bye-bye.
You guys stink.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. What do you say? You stink.
You guys one ticket.
Stink.
A ticket.
Our new favorite prize to give away. One ticket.
A ticket.
Stretching the prize closet.
A ticket for Kid Rock. Mike, get it out.
All right.
From yesterday.
It.
It's only
got it.
It's only one day old, but...
It's time.
You know, I'm sorry that my throat stopped us from doing the show the last couple of days. But it certainly doesn't mean that on the third day, we can't read the final word by Craig Wilson.
Feelings.
Lucky finds prove that homes are more than houses.
Nothing more than
feelings. See, we normally read this on Wednesday when it's in the paper, but today's Thursday.
Don?
Yes, Mike.
Trying it's okay.
Years ago, I bought an old house. Circa 1832, with the intention of fixing it up. I was in over my head from the beginning.
Each room was covered with 18 layers of wallpaper, and I soon discovered it was the wallpaper that was holding up the walls.
One day in the dining room, I removed one too many layers, and the whole wall came tumbling down. Before I knew it, I had 150 years of dust, horsehair plaster, and flowered wallpaper in my hair. I had hair back then.
But once the dust had settled, I noticed, tucked in the lathing near the floor, some old newspapers and three small leather-bound books, a Bible, and a two-book set in its own little leather box. One a hymnal, the other the Book of Common Prayer.
Nothing for you in there, boy.
I sat down on the floor and began thumbing through them. The miniature hymnal and prayer book was given to Kate Troth on Christmas 1888. The Bible was presented to Savina Hogue in 1850. Both inscriptions were in that elegant, flowery handwriting that no one has anymore. Except me. Why were they there, I wondered? feeling. Who put them in the wall? When? And who were Kate Trost and Sabina Hogg? I never found out, but I accepted the books as a special gift from a stranger from the past, dusted them off, and put them on the bookshelf. I still had them.
I remember feeling more connected to the house after that. I thought about all the families who had come and gone. Laughed, cried, celebrated, and mourned within these walls. Now it's my turn to be sheltered there, protected by 18 layers of wallpaper.
I've always believed we never really own the homes we live in. We just take care of them until the next generation comes along to play out its own drama across the hardwood floor.
Oh, boy. The house I live in now is 130 years old, give or take a decade. It has a small garden out back. A garden some of you might recall is in the process of being updated by a landscape architect. Those who play even closer attention to these Wednesday musings will be happy to know that the climbing hydrangea is staying.
The workman came last week
to begin the project and ripped out the old narrow stairs leading to the house, from the house into the garden. What they found underneath one of the brick risers was a rusty, brittle horseshoe.
Oh, no.
I said a rusty, brittle horseshoe. And if I haven't reminded each and every one of you, you're listening to The Final Word.
By me, Greg Olson.
Obviously placed there, this horseshoe, by someone who lived here years ago.
Maybe even a century ago.
Little did we know that for the past 16 years, we were walking over a lucky horseshoe every time we entered the garden. I took it as yet another strange, special gift. I took it as yet another special gift from my stranger of the past.
Wow. My partner, Jack,
rolling down on my
face, who thought the discovery sweet, took the horseshoe and hung it on the garden wall for a few days, saying it should be displayed in a prominent spot in the new and improved garden.
But when the workmen returned a few days ago to build the new garden stairs, I handed the horseshoe to them and asked them to bury it back in the steps. A gift to those, a gift from us to those who will be treading this path 100 years from now. The final word.
By Craig Wilson.
He got a little bit of it back this week.
Yeah, he's coming back. He's like a pitcher who's had the Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? He's had the rotator cuff surgery. He's coming back.
Starting to get his fastball back a little bit, you know. And I was, of course, I won the sweepstakes this week.
With my partner, Jack.
My partner, Jack. I mean, it's like a great prize that you get when, you know, you open your Cracker Jack.
Because, you know, Mike and I don't pre-read that. It's just the luck of the draw, whoever gets the best best paragraph.
And you always see my partner, Jack, like you see it a mile away.
And you know you're a winner.
And you got the workman as well.
Yeah, I got the workman. Yeah.
I did have the bonus paragraph.
And my favorite, all new garden.
John and my show. Hello.
Hello. Oops. Radio God.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you.
Hey, is Leah joining the bowling team?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, Tiger, you better find some bigger place to go to because you have more people turning out to see you.
Now, gee, do you think?
Guaranteed.
Do you really think so?
Oh, yeah.
The workman came last week.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Do you think? Wow. Gosh, really?
Will she be bowling topless?
She's going to be on Letterman in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Right. Gee, you know, I just thought of it. Maybe she could mention our show when she's on Letterman.
That's an idea. Why don't you mention that to her?
I will.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
You know, as long as you're going to Los Angeles, why don't we just meet with some people from some stations out there?
It'd be very cool.
You think?
It'd be good.
I don't know. God, all this is just coming at me like... Yeah, Jesus, like I'm in a waterfall or something.
Man, I think about mentioning us on TV shows that she goes on, too. Yeah. That could be the best part.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
What's your lead story today?
Today, New York's J.O. Bandit is back. Oh,
yes. But you know who that is, Mike? You sing his name all the time.
Johnny Constantino, J on the elevator.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cretbot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Wait, why am I dry here?
Hold on.
Dry idea.
God damn it.
Try the spray.
Is the CD player great?
God damn it.
Here we go.
I'm so mad, but I can't raise my voice. I'm so effing mad.
That was kind of a...
So... I'm just going to say it.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Sweating mad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They'll make your crotch drool. Oh, Don and Mike.
Tomorrow on the show, Newsmaker of the Week. The losers from The Amazing Race. A couple of happy homos. Brand new little bunch of Jeopardy tomorrow. And we give away $1,500 for the craziest mom calling the show tomorrow. Oh, and we got to check in with the Star Wars idiots in Seattle. Now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Giving a whole new meaning to the word stick up. New York's J.O. Bandit is back. The man who talks young women, stalks them, robs them of cash and jewelry, and then makes them watch him pleasure himself is turned up again near another elevator.
Rob.
Who is it, Mike?
It's Rob.
No, it's
I thought
who
it was.
Is it?
It's Johnny Constantino. Can I ride on the elevator with you? Give me your rings.
Can't spell Johnny without J-O.
All of your jewelry from John Constantino.
And you can't spell Hoboken without
H-O. Oh,
right.
He struck for the 14th time Tuesday night in the Bronx. Police have been looking for the guy since he first struck on January 23rd.
Number 14. There'll be many more until they catch me. Johnny Constantino. Then I'd be so sad.
Boston Cardinal Bernard Law says he only transferred an alleged child molesting priest to another parish because doctors told him the priest was not a threat. That's just part of the testimony from Law yesterday. It's also been revealed that the doctors who gave the green light to the transfer are not trained in the area of sexual abuse. Mm. There's been testimony that the cardinal got letters warning him about the priest, but his testimony is he doesn't remember that. Critics have since accused the cardinal of having a selective memory.
My testimony is rotten hell.
Mm.
Kid Toucher.
You're not alone. American sailors taking a break from the war on terrorism.
What?
You're making me laugh. That's
why.
Just you're full of pee and vinegar today. It's exciting.
Back.
It's exhilarating.
Yeah, back. F them. F that guy.
Yeah.
American.
Rest your voice.
Wow.
American.
So I'm mad at
that'd
you.
Be an, I know. That'd be an interesting call. You're mad. You're angry.
You.
Reverend Law.
Reverend? Whatever he is.
Cardinal.
Bishop? Cardinal? Whatever fag title he has.
Oh, dear. American sailors taking a break from the war.
Pervert.
Sailors taking a break from the war on terrorism are reportedly wearing out the hookers in Australia.
Rage.
This according to the Bremerton Sun, a Washington State newspaper.
You need some of JR's Tex-Mex food.
Wear that thing out, Buzz.
The paper quoted a madam in Perth.
Would you like a rocks chocolate chip cookie?
She closed her always-open brothel one day this week to give her girls a break. Quoting the madam, I'd rather take nothing than offer a poor service.
She was a whore.
She says she did a week's business in just 3 days after 5,500 American sailors disembarked there last Sunday.
You know what those girls do? Yeah. They...
Everything.
Everything.
For money.
So much.
Yes, a lot. The tired. Report says sailors from the aircraft carrier Stennis, the guided missile carrier cruiser Port Royal.
They love to...
And the fast combat support ship Bridge all pulled into port at the same time. The paper's now apologizing for its story, though, saying it served no purpose other than to hurt the families of the sailors.
Wow.
The FBI says not only has 21-year-old Luke Helder confessed to the Midwest mailbox ball bombing.
What's the deal with this kid? Why is he grinning?
He's been looking
kid.
Smiling ever since he's arrested.
He's not a bad-looking kid, but he's... Don's mad at him, too. Wow. Don wishes you could scream.
Sure. If only.
What do you finish that up with?
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? It'll be interesting to see how they're making those calls, because I heard that one.
Felder's smile was also reflected in the pattern he was trying to leave. Plant the bombs in a way that would form a smiley face on the U.S. map.
Yeah.
They say he's confessed to putting 18 pipe bombs in rural mailboxes in five states. The suspect's father was one of the people who provided tips that led to the college student's arrest. He now faces a $250,000 fine and possible life in prison.
We have to break.
All
right. What do I say to that? I say, oh... Spots. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Hi. This is Pearl Calhoun.
Hi, baby. Right.
Please leave a message and we will get back with you as soon as possible.
I love
you.
In
the meantime, enjoy this song and may God bless you real good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye.
Right, right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right, right. Now here's the wonderful Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, apparently, the more people who see a movie, the more mistakes get spotted. According to a website that tracks this stuff, Spider-Man has set a record for the most mistakes spotted in an opening weekend.
Continuity errors.
Spider-Man.
77 continuity errors have been documented so far. Clothing that's dirty in one shot, clean in the next. Windows that are broken in one shot and repaired in the next. And the mistakes are still being counted. But Spider-Man's first record, of course, was the nearly $115 million he grossed in that first weekend. The Matrix, by the way, is the movie with the most mistakes ever, 146. Titanic has 135. Lord of the Rings has 113.
You know, it's amazing they have people, right, that just sit there. That's their job to make sure that crap doesn't happen.
Basically, there's a science building on both sides.
That's right. Absolutely.
When we were at the Virgin Megastore yesterday, you know that some people had to be fooled by this.
Yeah.
Where they had the new releases out.
Right.
They had, like, Ocean's 11 on DVD. Uh-huh. They had Not Another Teen Movie. Uh-huh. And then they had a collection of Spider-Man cartoons, but it just had the logo that said
Spider-Man
with his big face on it.
Right.
And you know there had to be more than one person.
They were buying a thing. It was the movie.
Right. I doubt it.
It just came out. Now I got it.
Why stay in line when you can go buy right there at the store and then go home and have the JR's Tex-Mex stew?
The whip slinger for ye.
Ye.
The Osbournes keep cashing in on their popularity. They've just signed a $3 million book deal with Simon & Schuster's paperback division. Just before that, they signed a $20 million deal to do two more seasons of their show on MTV.
Wow.
TV insiders say, though, that their ride might already be over. Quoting one ad buyer, attention is all over this show, but that's because there's nothing else to talk about. I don't think we want to follow this family for the rest of our lives.
Follow until Ozzy's death. That could be next season.
The rest of his life. The last episode of the first season was seen by well over 7 million people Tuesday night.
I'm dying, Sharon.
Show's second biggest audience ever.
I'm effing dying.
On the ABC website, you can buy action figures of some of your favorite soap opera stars, but you can no longer buy the One Life to Live doll of the character known as Todd Manning on the show Todd is a Rapist. And in sports, in baseball, Mike Piazza's out of the Mets lineup with a sore right elbow, and Mets reliever John Franco's out for the season. He'll have reconstructive surgery on his left elbow. And finally,
if you can do it in time.
I don't think I can.
I don't think you can either.
Good night, everyone.
Let's just say, to those of you listening on WNEW in New York, we will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode.
Toodaloo.
Ass. Now, Buzz, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. A woman in Santa Cruz, California is off the hook after neighbors complained a tree in her front yard looks too much like male genitalia. Police showed up to investigate the 30-foot evergreen, and they ran it by the city attorney.
It's a penis tree.
The way it's trimmed, the tree does appear to have...
That ain't sap coming off it either.
Ew, it's goo. It does appear to have testicles. City officials, though, decided that at its worst, it's an artistic expression of free speech.
Here, have some Rock's chocolate chip cookies.
Tree's owner says no one's complained in the 15 years she's lived there until now. Quoting her, if they want to see phallic, they see phallic, I guess. I see trees. She says the tree is, quote, not trimmed for any particular purpose.
My cooter's all sticky.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
There's no bush around the...
On the Don and Mike Show.
We gotta go. All right, everybody. See
see you tomorrow with a new episode. Thank you to
J.R. Ross.
Victoria from
Direct.
Penthouse Magazine, VictoriasPlanet.com, and also J.R. from WWE.
Direct.
That's it. We will see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rob?
I am all the time.
I know you are.
Toodaloo.
Pass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Call 800-USA-RAIL to make your Amtrak reservation today. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. This is the Don and Mike Show.